this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. After squeaking through the Senate by a paper-thin margin, President Trump's spending and tax cut bill heads back to the House. The president is pleased.
The bill passed, and I think it's going to do very well in the House. We'll see how that works out, but looks like it's ahead of schedule. We'll see what happens. Happy about it.
North Carolina Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox, chair of the House Rules Committee.
From delivering historic tax relief to reigniting our economic engine, creating massive investments in border security, to capturing generational savings and much more, H.R. 1 is the embodiment of the America First agenda.
And Mr. Trump hopes to be able to sign the bill on Independence Day Friday. University of Pennsylvania stripping Leah Thomas of the titles he won when competing against female athletes.
The college says it also will apologize to female athletes it says were disadvantaged by Thomas's participation on the women's swimming team. The moves were part of a resolution of a federal civil rights case that found the school violated the rights of female athletes. Thomas, a transgender swimmer who last competed for the Ivy League school in Philadelphia in 2022, was the first openly transgender athlete to win a Division I women's title. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump has unveiled plans for a 60-day Gaza ceasefire. He says Israel has accepted the proposal and he hopes Hamas will, too, during the truce negotiations for a permanent end to the hostilities would take place. Powerful explosions, raging fire at a fireworks warehouse in Esparto, California. It's about 30 miles northwest of Sacramento. Homes up to a mile from that facility have been evacuated. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 70 points. NASDAQ futures 19 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Howard DC, founder of Balance of Nature and formulator of the fruits and veggies and fiber and spice supplements, has teamed up with veterinarian Dr. Jake to create Dr. Fido's Dog Food Topper, a tasty, nutritious way to enrich your dog's meals. Just scoop, sprinkle, and stir. Call 888-388-7297 or go to drfitos.com, drphytos.com. And for a limited time, order now and receive a 10% discount with our money-back guarantee by using promo code BALANCE.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
Good morning, 603, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
We've had rain pretty much overnight. Some of the rain has been heavy even early this morning on that area of I-95 between the Capitol Beltway and the Baltimore Beltway. And on the Capitol Beltway, there's a big wreck right now occurred on the inner loop at Georgia Avenue between Georgia Avenue and Route 29, but the outer loop can also see it. So we have delays west of I-95. We have delays coming east of the Mormon Temple in several lanes, and even the ramp traffic right there at Georgia Avenue could be affected. A wreck overnight, Baltimore County, Lock Raven Boulevard southbound was affected between the Beltway and Joppa Road. And if you're out early in Westminster, there was a wreck there overnight just above the airport on Route 97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off cloudy with a few showers for you on your Wednesday morning. Temperatures in the 70s. As we head toward the afternoon, a little bit cooler. We'll see highs in the upper 80s and a few lower 90s as well. Drying out nicely as we head into Thursday and Friday for the 4th and looking good for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 69 degrees. Downtown Baltimore at 74 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It is 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland Representative April McLean Delaney slamming the Senate's passage of President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill as it heads back to the House for final passage. The 6th District Democrat says no child should go to bed hungry and no family should choose between keeping the lights on and life-saving health care. A Baltimore police officer is suspended without pay after being charged with the rape and assault of a 16-year-old girl who he was allegedly dating. 34-year-old Curlon Edwards being held without bond on 6 charges after the girl claimed that he choked and raped her on Monday. Edwards faces a bail review today. Police Department's Public Integrity Division working with the state attorney's office on this investigation. Hartford County man has been charged with murdering his wife. David Williams of Abingdon charged with the first-degree murder and firearm violations after his wife was found shot to death in a home on Bynum Overlook Drive on Monday night. Williams being held without bond at the Hartford County Detention Center. And Baltimore County Police have a person in custody following a deadly shooting in the Gwin Oak area. Police say the shooting happened at around 6:45 Tuesday evening in the 3600 block of Tulsa Road. Victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Police believe the shooting was an isolated incident, and their investigation is currently ongoing. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 472, your pick 4, 3651, and next is Style on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
With Zach Eflin on the 15-day injured list, Brandon Young made his fourth start for the Birds last night opposite Jacob DeGrom. Adolis Garcia was waiting.
2-1. And he flips that out over short. That's a base hit. Haggerty is in. Smith around third. He'll come to the plate.
Dave Raymond with the call on the Rangers Sports Network. Garcia with 4 runs batted in last night for Texas in their 10-2 win over Baltimore, evening this series at 1 game apiece. After the game, manager Mancelino on Garcia.
He's a good player. I mean, we saw him in the World Series, the playoffs a couple years ago in 23. He torched us. You know, then just kind of watch him kind of march through the World Series and kind of carry the team on his back in a lot of ways to win that championship. So,
well, he's torching him again. He's got 7 runs batted in the first 2 games of the series. Gary Sanchez, the lone runs for the Birds with a 2-run shot, but had to leave the game late, took a ball off his finger. 2 major upsets at Wimbledon yesterday, both involving American women. Both number 2 seed Coco Gauff and number 3 seed Jessica Pegula ousted on day 1. Coming up in 30 minutes, a stunning reversal by the University of Pennsylvania. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, hump day, July the 2nd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up on the program this morning, Baltimore Crime Report says overall crime is down, but juvenile crime, it's skyrocketing, folks. The president tours Gator Gitmo.
Yeah. That's my new name. I don't like the Alcatraz thing. I like Gator Gitmo better. But our top story here today, Vice President Vance breaks the tie in the United States Senate and passes the big, beautiful bill, which is no longer called that, by the way.
Really?
Get to that here in just a second. Obviously, the three Republicans vote against it. They are Susan Collins, Tom Tillis, the rhino who is retiring, and Senator Rand Paul. The one surprise is Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. But after she received all sorts of goodies, pork, buy-offs, you name it, they increased the rural money for Medicaid from $25 billion to $50 billion. That was enough to make sure that she got to yes. And therefore, we now have the House version. We have the Senate version. The Senate didn't cut as much spending. There's still room. I think that what the Senate has done, they purposely left a lot of the green raw deal in, the climate deal. They left it in so the House can go in and take it out and say, okay, we changed some of the Senate bill, which actually would be a good thing because it would offer some spending. But that is what I think the that's where the common ground is going to be there. Remember last time the House voted 215 to 214 and one voting present. Yeah. And so razor-thin margins. I already count 5 to 7 no votes. President Trump said, pass the bill. Stop grandstanding. The question is the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, is Representative Andy Harris, is he grandstanding here?
The last-minute changes in the Senate, like literally the very last amendment, probably added another $100 billion to that deficit. The bottom line is this is not ready for prime time.
Yeah, well, we'll hear from Russ Vogt in just a second, and he claims that it is going to actually reduce the deficit, and it's a good thing. It's being misrepresented by the swamp, by the Democrats, by many establishment Republicans, and the so-called fiscal watchdog agencies. Chip Roy, also not a fan of the one big beautiful bill.
This is the Senate wanting to try to save some for their home states, trying to get giveaways.
Yeah, and that's typical. That's the way Washington works. Sure, yeah. You know, no surprise there. Speaker Johnson says, wait, we have more to do. This is just to make sure Trump's agenda gets cemented. This is what he promised the American people. But we got more. We get more bites of the apple later.
Do one in the fall for the FY26 budget year. And then we can also squeeze in a third one for FY27 before this Congress is up. At the same time, we're going to be passing rescissions packages from the White House to save more money and spending less in appropriation.
Yeah, so there are appropriation bills to come, rescission packages to come, there's tariff revenue, and the National Economic Advisor to President Trump, Kevin Hassett, says, well, what if you don't pass it?
If this bill doesn't pass the House, then the one thing we know for sure is that the deficit's going to explode, we're going to have a recession, and revenues are going to go way down, and government spending is going to go way up because of all the welfare and everything that has to go up in a recession.
Now, so I understand there are parts of the bill you may not like, but it's not going to be perfect. He didn't say it was one perfect big bill. It was a beautiful big bill.
Yeah.
So yeah. There's more to come when we hear from the Office of Management and Budget Director, Russ Vogt. Get your thoughts on do you think the One Big Beautiful Bill will pass or not? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
One of the real questions, though, that grew out of this is whether or not the barter economy will be affected by this.
Not affected.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, not affected.
Good news for some of us in the room.
Yes, indeed.
Jessica with on the threes at 6:13. It's Chuck Barter. Barter, barter, barter.
And I'm pleased to announce today that we've launched Bitcoin. We're going to compile that with Lubles, and I think we'll do just fine.
I would think so.
You'll see. We're going to raid your piggy bank, I can tell you that.
Non-transferable tokens, yes.
No, and non-refundable.
Oh, non-refundable.
The Capitol Beltway had a big wreck about 40 minutes ago, and they're still there on the interloop between Georgia Avenue and Route 29. It's even affecting the ramps at Georgia Avenue. So anybody from the Mormon Temple that way on the Capitol Beltway is having problems. The outer loop can see it, and we're backed up, and we've had rain, of course, in that area. So that area, the Capitol Beltway now from 95 to the Mormon Temple with big delays east-west highway. probably will take some of that slack that kind of runs parallel through there, or the inter-county connector, which runs on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway to get around that area. If you're in Westminster, Route 97 was closed early this morning. I think it still is, just north of Airport Drive. It was actually closed both directions. Lockraven Boulevard southbound early this morning was shut down between the Beltway and Joppa Road for the traffic coming south from the Beltway through there. So that's going to be another local problem. Rain, and enough rain here that we're getting slowing already at the Old Harbor Tunnel. We're backed up towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 95 not backed up. Four lanes are moving, but there's enough rain there to slow the pace right now. Southbound going through the Fort Mac and down towards 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We start off with clouds and rain early this morning, lingering from that system that brought the thunderstorms through late yesterday afternoon, early evening. Should dry out by this afternoon, high in the upper 80s. Even better weather coming tomorrow, and of course Independence Day and the weekend looking really nice. Right now, rain for the next hour, 73 in Annapolis, and it is 72 in Baltimore City with some drizzle. Time for some one-liner news for you here this morning. The sale of the genetic testing company 23andMe has been approved. Chuck Whitaker has bought it. It's now going to be called 46andMe. But
well, he dated twins. He dated twins for a while, so I always just confused him since then.
I don't want to know anybody that's related to me because they all think I owe money.
You know, you really should be
because
allowed.
You do owe them money.
Exactly. There's a string of IOUs all over the country, folks. You can make confetti and do the big 250th birthday parade with them in D.C. next year.
You don't think that's already been done? I burned out shredders tearing that crap up.
I think you should be allowed to sell something that contains a person's DNA, you know? It's the reason why Goodwill does not take used underwear, okay?
It's the reason why blue dresses exist, Sean.
Yeah.
The Monica Lewinsky model.
Yeah, exactly.
The One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed the Senate on a tie-breaking vote by Vice President Vance, who was acting as the president of the Senate. Chuck Schumer, obviously, he was being petty. He stripped the bill of its title, so it's no longer known as the One Big Beautiful Bill. It's now called the One Big But Ugly Bill.
Yeah, named after him.
President Trump selling his own brand of cologne. It's
really?
Called Chanel number 47. To order the Trump cologne, call now on your Trump phone on the Trump mobile network.
Yeah, but check your Trump watch first.
Right. While you're wearing your Trump sneakers, your gold sneakers. But he's not the first to sell his own cologne.
Donald Trump is selling his own fragrance, but he's not the first commander-in-chief with his own cologne.
We have nothing to fear but body odor. So pick up a bottle of Roosevelt number 5.
From FDR to JFK, presidents throughout history have sold their own scent.
Ask not why you can't pick up chicks. Ask for Kennedy cologne.
When he cut down the cherry tree, George Washington used the original axe. And Joe Biden was notorious for his old man smell.
It's no joke, man. It's no joke.
Presidential colognes through history, because even Tricky Dick Nixon sold his own brand of aftershave.
Even though this doesn't pass the smell test, it's totally legal. I am not a crook.
Old man smell.
Classic.
Yes, it was. Well, you've been watching Wimbledon, you know something missing from the tennis tournament. No line judges.
Yeah,
all the calls now made entirely by AI sensors to determine whether the ball is in or out.
Well, that could change a lot of things.
It could. All human line judges are now out of a gig. Next year they're going to replace
baseball.
Well, next year I think they're going to replace the what do they call them, the ball boys and the ball girls with big Roombas.
Yes.
You know? That way they'll get all the balls off the court.
And then they'll replace the second player in all doubles.
That's right.
I heard there was a rumor that Rosie O'Donnell's girlfriend was going to pick her up by the ankles and Rosie was going to be picking them up with her mouth.
Okay.
Well, yeah. You have to be really strong to pick her up by her ankles.
Yes. Yeah, well, you know, it's like walking a piano to work.
The newest hurricane of the season.
Horrible man.
Bearing down on Mexico right now is named Flossie.
Flossie.
Flossie? The heck's going on at the National Hurricane Naming Center? What's next, Mondami? Who knows? Amazon has announced today they passed an interesting milestone in preparation for next week's Amazon Prime Days. Mm-hmm. They're now employing 1 million robots.
Really?
And the big question is, how can you tell the humans from the robots in Amazon? Because neither get a bathroom break. So right, yes. They're all the same.
Oh, that's nice. I had a friend whose son worked in one of the distribution centers. They have time marks they must meet on how much time they allowed, right, down to the second on, I think, down to the second on how long it takes to get package A to platform B. I mean, it's just amazing. Yeah. And he says, it's hard work.
Indeed, it is. I've got some sad news to share with our listeners here this morning. Sylvia Consolving, the wife of Les Consolving, passed away last Friday in the evening. Of course, Les passed away several years prior. But Sylvia, otherwise known as the Berkeley Democrat, she was the yin to his yang and the left to his right.
The light of his
wonderful
life.
Woman, the light of his life. Yeah, the apple of his eye. He, you know, just it's a very special relationship. I talked with their daughter Kathleen, who wrote an incredible book called Gadfly: The Life and Times of Les Consolving, White House Watchdog. I talked with Kathleen yesterday and expressed our condolences and sympathies for everybody here in the WCBM listening audience.
And our colleague Rob Roblin.
Yes, I saw that. Rob Roblin at Channel 11, he also passed away.
Yep.
Young.
So it's...
young.
Yeah, very young. Young indeed. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:21. Your thoughts on, will the One Big Beautiful Bill pass in the House now? We have some audio to play from the Budget Director, Russ Vogt. He's got some interesting things to say about the One Big Beautiful Bill. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
President issued a statement saying almost all of our great Republicans in the U.S. Senate have passed our One Big Beautiful Bill. It is no longer a House bill or a Senate bill. It's everyone's bill. So much to be proud of, and everyone got a major policy win, but the biggest winner of them all will be the American people, who have permanently lower taxes, higher wages, take-home pay, secure borders, stronger, more powerful military, additionally Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security benefits are not being cut, but being strengthened and protected from the radical and destructive Democrats by eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse from those programs. We can have all of this right now, but only if the House GOP unites. Ignore the occasional grandstanders. You know who you are. And do the right thing, which is sending the bill to my desk. We're on schedule. Let's keep it going and be done before you and your family go on the July 4th vacation. The American people need and deserve it. They sent us here to get it done.
So Andy Harris is our grandstand.
I don't know, but I'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
You know?
6:23 right now. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Some rain in the area, and with that, a big wreck on the Capitol Beltway. In that rain, the wreck about 40 minutes ago. Now, Interloop near Georgia Avenue. The outer loop can see it at Route 29, so we have delays from the Mormon Temple. We have delays from New Hampshire Avenue and I-95, and basically right now it's almost gridlock in that area. Not a lot of traffic moving on the inner loop, and also the ramp traffic there at Georgia Avenue is also affected. So if you have some business there in Montgomery County, East-West Highway, Inter-County Connector to the north outside the Beltway right now would be the better bet. We do have some delays and heavy traffic because of the rain as you're going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And the Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is going to be cloudy and showers early this morning. Later on this afternoon, it clears out of here, dries out, 87 or so for the high today. Better weather coming, drier weather, and more cool and less humid, and of course, no rain for the Independence Day weekend. So get it all out of the system right now. It's raining. 72 in Middle River, and it is 70 in Pikesville. At 6:24, you're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. The Office of Management and Budget Director Russ Vogt says the establishment, the fiscal watchdog agencies, the Democrats, some swampy Republicans are misrepresenting this bill. And he says, first off, let's talk about spending cuts.
Again, the fiscal watchdogs on the outside are playing artificial games with the baselines. They're choosing to not assume current tax relief that is in law. Now, the Senate goes further than the House did in providing additional tax relief. One of the things they do is to provide more certainty to businesses by having the business tax cuts extended for a longer period of time. But that doesn't reduce all of the fact that they have $1.6 trillion in mandatory savings in the bill that more than pays for the additional tax relief that is provided in any spending in the bill. So this is a net deficit reduction in this bill, and it's something that is fiscally responsible. $1.6 trillion in mandatory savings. Again, the biggest thing we've ever seen is $800 billion in 1997, and this doubles that in this one bill. It is a historic bill.
Yeah, I mean, in 30 years, we haven't seen the mandatory savings in any legislative bill out of Congress.
Yeah.
Here's $1.6 trillion in savings. And he says there's also a lot of misconceptions about the deficit reduction, which is included in the One Big Beautiful Bill.
This is an incredible bill as it pertains to just fiscal responsibility. And this isn't a budget bill. This is the entirety of the first year's agenda on behalf of the president. So this is an enormous step forward. We haven't had anything like this for 30 years. We put $1.6 trillion in mandatory savings for the first time since the 1990s. And somehow this doesn't move the ball forward. We've had futility in this town for decades. This bill changes that.
Yeah, it does, and it also is going to downsize the swamp, the bureaucracy. We're hearing, as of October, some 23,000 unnecessary federal positions. May not be necessarily employees in those positions, but those federal positions will be eliminated.
Sure, and again, those are discussions that are totally unrelated to the reconciliation bill, the One Big Beautiful Bill. What you're referring to is our efforts to downsize and to make more efficient the federal government. And what I would say is we have gone after the bureaucracy that is woke and weaponized. We are not going after the legitimate parts of government that we just want to make better and to do the things that a federal government should do. But we also know that every agency has kind of had aspects of it, parts of its bureaucracy that are been aimed at the American people and just wasteful and also given over to CRT and woke ideology. And we've put forward in our budget for next year $163 billion in cuts, the lowest since 2017. If you adjust it for inflation, the lowest for 2000. And we're going after that. It is all surgical. It is not meat axe. And it is something that we believe the American people are resonating with it because they have been subject to this type of bureaucracy for the last several years.
And Vogt goes on to say, this is just a reconciliation bill. There's more to come. There's more deficit reduction. There are more spending cuts to come.
And once that passes, we're more than willing to send up additional rescissions package. We do want to see it passed because it impacts procedurally the flexibility that we have to use other executive tools that are at our disposal. So we are very committed to making all of the DOGE savings and other things that we have found permanent, and we're in the process of doing that. But if you're focused on this week's news, you're going to be focused on the reconciliation side, and it's really important to remember this is just one aspect of our cost-cutting initiative, just one. We could talk about tariffs bringing $3 trillion. We could talk about the discretionary cuts that are in play. In our first 6 months, we were racking up enormous historic wins as it pertains to getting to on the road to balancing the budget. It's just each step.
Yeah, this is the first step. Yeah. This is the much-needed step to cement the Trump agenda, and then they're really going to start trimming the edges off the deficit and start reducing the debt.
Then why would somebody like Rand Paul be so strongly opposed to it? Just puzzling.
Because he's an open borders guy.
Oh.
Rand Paul's an open borders guy, and this seals and secures the border.
Hey, listen, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, and they have been for years. They've been the trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes looking for HVAC services as well. And with the hot summer weather we're having in full swing, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Online, you'll find them at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up next, the president tours Gator Gitmo. 6:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Church services are being moved to another location after a Tuesday afternoon fire at St. Rita Roman Catholic Church in Dundalk. The Archdiocese of Baltimore says Sunday's 10 a.m. service will be held at Our Lady of Hope Church on North Boundary. Fire broke out at around 2:30 in the afternoon, damaging the reconciliation room, vestibule, downstairs restroom, and stairwell to the bell tower. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Two new speed cameras are being activated today in Anne Arundel County school zones. The cameras on Mountain Road at Chesapeake High School and Baltimore Annapolis Boulevard by Glen Burnie High School will operate from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. After a 15-day warning period, $40 citations will be issued for drivers traveling 12 miles per hour or more over the speed limit. Hartford County man accused of murdering his wife, David Williams of Abingdon, charged with first-degree murder and firearms violations after his wife was found shot to death in a home on Bynum Overlook Drive. That was on Monday night. Williams being held without bond at the Hartford County Detention Center. And Baltimore County police have had a person in custody following a deadly shooting in the Gwin Oak area. Police say the shooting happened at around 6:45 Tuesday evening in the 3600 block of Tulsa Road. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Police believe that the shooting was an isolated incident, and their investigation is ongoing. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three, lottery number 472. Your pick four, 3651. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And so far, no construction. 95 North looking at it live here in Hartford County at Route 24. All the lanes are open. The pace is good northbound through there. Beltway, still okay despite some rain. No issues right now. 695 JFX is good at the city county line. Some delays, a little backing, a little slowing. 895 South coming into O'Donnell Street. 95 top of the hill, Keith Avenue ramp going into the Fort McHenry tunnel. Some slowing there. In Westminster, early this morning, there was a wreck north of the airport on Route 97. Looks like the cleanup is still underway. Capitol Beltway still has problems in Montgomery County with a big wreck on the inner loop near the Georgia Avenue ramp. The outer loop can see it. We have delays back to the Mormon Temple on one side. The other delays are back to I-95 and back beyond the ramp at New Hampshire Avenue.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off cloudy with a few showers for you on your Wednesday morning. Temperatures in the 70s. As we head toward the afternoon, a little bit cooler. We'll see highs in the upper 80s and a few lower 90s as well. Drying out nicely as we head into Thursday and Friday for the 4th and looking good for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, you knew it was going to be a tough putt with Jacob DeGrom on the hill for Texas last night, and so it was for the Birds, as the Fireballer tosses six innings of two-run ball, and the O's go down 10-2 was the final. Lone runs for Baltimore provided by the hot bat of Gary Sanchez.
Now Sanchez gets a fastball, cracks it to deep left, and Osuna can't get to it. It's gone. A two-strike, two-out, two-run thunder from Gary Sanchez.
Kevin Brown had to call on Masson after starting the season 3-for-30. Sanchez, in his last 51 at-bats, batting .352 with five homers and 20 driven in. But he had to leave the game late yesterday, or last night, took a ball off his finger. Manager Mancelino was asked if Sanchez was okay.
Yeah, we think so. That ball kind of went off his finger there you saw in the eighth inning. So just took him out. He was kind of messing around with it. We'll probably go with some x-rays just to make sure that he's okay. But the concern level is real low right now.
Jacob Stallings, acquired yesterday by Baltimore, took his place, the fifth catcher behind the plate for the Orioles this year. Elsewhere in baseball, who's afraid of the Yankees in the American League East? Well, it's certainly not the Blue Jays.
There is energy in this ballpark right now. Center, George Springer with a grand slam.
Van Schulman with the call on Sportsnet Canada, part of a career-high seven runs batted in for George Springer. Jays moved to within one game of New York in the American League East. NBA news, league MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has agreed to a four-year, $285 million Supermax contract extension with the champion Thunder. At $71 million per year, he is now has the richest annual salary for a player in league history. In a stunning reversal of policy, yesterday, the U.S. Department of Education announcing that the University of Pennsylvania has agreed to a resolution with President Donald Trump's administration to keep biological male trans athletes out of women's sports. The school will issue a public statement adopting biology-based definitions and apologize to female swimmers affected by trans athlete Leah Thomas, stripping Thomas of all records and titles that Thomas has won. And finally, major upsets on the women's side at Wimbledon yesterday. Americans number 2 Coco Gauff and number 3 seed Jessica Pegula beaten on day 1 of the tournament. The time now is 6:37. When we return, more on what President Trump has done.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Just another thing that the Trump administration set out to do at the beginning of its term, and mission accomplished.
Yeah.
This is stunning.
Hopefully this will be tip of the iceberg.
Absolutely.
For UPenn. We're going to get into this in greater detail after the 7:30 news, but you look at this, and I'm just wondering, will others, now Harvard is fighting, of course, on a separate front on the anti-Semitism, and I think Trump will win there as well. It's fascinating that I think the big news here is they're stripping Liam
all the records, all the titles.
Yes, and that to me is what's meaningful. And Riley Gaines, obviously, she was on last night with Laura Ingraham, saying she feels completely vindicated by this decision.
Does he have to send back his medals?
Does he have to send back his medals? Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I would think so.
If you stripped them, you have to return them.
Well, okay. Yeah. If you put them in a drawer somewhere.
No,
I think he's got to return them. First openly transgender athlete to win an NCAA Division I title. Thomas holds all the records, 100, 200, 500 in Penn history, all gone.
Right.
And not only that, a public apology to the other swimmers and new language on their website about the definition, you know.
I got a message from Paula Scanlon, who we've had on the air here before. She said the apology was kind of weak.
Oh, really?
It was kind of weakly worded, but at least it was an apology. So,
and so, of course, San Jose State, you know, had the trans volleyball player, Blair Fleming. So, yeah, so it's going to be a cascading effect. We'll see what happens.
Question is, what Maryland schools? Are they going to come in line now? Do we have Maryland schools here? The University of Maryland, UMBC, Towson, do they allow biological men to compete as women? Are they going to toe the line now?
Right. So that's a good question. I don't know the answer. And I don't think any trans athletes are competing in Maryland. But that is something to look into, and I will find that out.
Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. Appreciate
more,
that.
More work for you, Gary.
Yeah, well, you know.
More work for you.
Yeah, we got to keep them busy in between sportscasts.
Hey, if you want something done, ask a busy person.
6:39, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
It's wonderful that they ever asked me. Thank you, Gary, for the explanation on that. Well, Gator Gitmo, Alcatraz in the Alley, whatever it's called. It is opened now in Florida. Christy Noem was there with the president on Gator Gitmo, and she says, you know, this is not a bunch of tents put up in the middle of the Everglades. This place is state-of-the-art.
This is a state-of-the-art facility, air-conditioned, isolated, though, for security purposes, which is very helpful, and I appreciate so many people being willing to work together to make a project like this happen. Right here in this location, we'll have about 3,000 beds. Other location, we'll have another 2,000 beds that will allow us to bring individuals across the country that we are bringing in and incarcerating for violating our laws and immediately get them out of the country as soon as we possibly can. It's exactly what we need to be perpetuating in other states.
You know, this is kind of interesting. Alaska was asked, do you have something in your broad open spaces that you might be able to convert to the same use? They said, well, we don't have alligators, but we do have bears. Big, big bears.
Yeah, grizzlies.
So, but it does raise the question, is there somewhere in Maryland that you could put a facility like this, or are we too populated?
Baltimore City.
But yes, that's just a lot of money. Christy Noem went on to say, part of this is just a reminder that, you know, actions have consequences.
Our job is to uphold the law. This is a country of laws. We have a border now, and because we have a president that cares and recognizes that we need to be a nation of borders and a nation that upholds the law. If you break the law, there's consequences. We will deport you, and you will never get to be a United States citizen. You'll never even get to come back here and work and to pursue the American dream. But if you decide you want to go home now, go home, and we'll help facilitate it. We'll buy your plane ticket. We'll get you there.
Yeah. If you want to go home, no. I don't know how successful that program has been. I do know that it has had some use, that some individuals have said, okay, yeah.
Self-deport?
Well, self-deport.
Over a million.
Yeah.
Over a million have already self-deported, and many more to come.
Knock wood. By the way, Katie Hopkins, social commentary from Great Britain. She's brilliant, very, very funny. If you have a chance, kind of go ahead and watch her on Facebook on a daily basis. A lot of the stuff is Britain-associated, but some of it is pure U.S.,
we're told that the new Alcatraz is opening in Florida, called Alligator Alcatraz. So it will hold illegals before they're deported. It's in Florida, in the Everglades. And it means that not only will illegals have really, really shit hair because of the humidity, if they try and escape, they will actually be eaten by alligators. Well done to Trumpy Trump Trump for that one.
Yes.
I have a text here from Paz. He says, I don't understand why all the animal activists are in an uproar over the new illegal alien detention center. After all, the alligators and pythons will be fed if a criminal tries to flee.
That's so comforting.
By the way, I want to give a Floridian a credit for the new name.
Yeah.
Lee in Florida says, we call it Gator Gitmo.
All right.
And so I like that better because Alcatraz is kind of like for American criminals. And, you know, so I didn't like the Alcatraz thing, so I think Gator Gitmo is going to stick.
But there was that great movie, Birdman of Alcatraz. I suppose the equivalent would be the Alligator Man of Gator Gitmo.
Of Gator Gitmo, right.
6:43 right now. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Oliver County says there is a tree down, all that big storm overnight and everything. Glen Arm Road at Manor Road, so local traffic there. Watch for that. There's a new wreck in the city. It's on the west side of downtown Pratt Street at Schroeder Street. Could affect your ride as you're coming eastbound on Pratt Street. They're telling us now the traffic lights are not working in Howard County. Not sure if they're on flash or they're out. Route 32 at Route 99, so that's just north of I-70, so more affecting the traffic on Route 99, but be careful there on Route 32 as well. The wreck north of the airport in Carroll County on Route 97 has been cleared. That roadway is back open. Capitol Beltway had big problems earlier, and it's still slow. There's a big wreck there on the inner loop at Georgia Avenue. The outer loop can see it. Delays back to 95 on the outer loop. The inner loop is slow back to the Mormon Temple. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We do have some lingering rain, drizzle, clouds to start off. Some showers here this morning, but then that'll clear out of here. Dry out by later this afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, and the better weather on the way for Thursday and Independence Day weekend, looking really, really nice. It's raining at 70 in Reisterstown, 71 in Ellicott City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Bubba Johnson.
This guy is a lunatic.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well,
fair enough.
He's talking about
saying.
Mom Donnie up in New York. He's a commie lunatic. By the way, 9 days from now, it's 7-Eleven Day. You know, 7-Eleven's Slurpee Day. You get a free Slurpee. It's less than 10 days away this year. You just don't get a free Slurpee on the day. You also get a coupon to get an additional free Slurpee if used before the end of the month.
Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
All right, so when's the last time you had a Slurpee?
It's 15, 20 years ago.
Really?
I had a brain freeze. I mean, one sip, brain freeze.
You know,
and I don't have a lot of brain freeze.
When you get brain freeze, if you take the tip of the tongue and lick the roof of your mouth, it does make it go away.
That's per voice.
Is my tongue, though?
What's that? Yes, your tongue.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, go to Rent-A-Tongue?
No, I was going to say, Vivian might not
going to a Jewish deli.
Vivian might not.
Excuse me, I'll take a quarter pound.
Give me two tongues to go.
Your quarter pound tongue and a Slurpee.
Chuck, when's the last time you had a Slurpee?
When they first came out, I remember walking in and I got a Pepsi Slurpee.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Took it outside, took one taste and threw it in the trash.
Oh, you didn't like it?
I didn't like it.
Yeah. It's kind of sugary.
It was too watered down. I didn't like it.
Oh. Right. This place is watered down.
I remember it was a cola Slurpee. It was the first time I ever had one.
I've been watered down myself a few times, but that really was.
Been hosed down, yes.
A national pickle-themed festival originating in Baltimore will take over Power Plant Live Saturday, September 20th and Sunday, September 21st. The nationwide In My Pickle Era Tour. Two-day event. Promises a weekend of outrageous food, live entertainment, all things pickled, just in time for the Ravens' Monday night football game. The Big Dill, as it's known. There's a new nickname for Chuck, folks. The Big...
Trump ought to put a book out, The Art of the Dill.
There's that place down by the name of Pickles Pub. I'm assuming that.
Yeah, right.
Still there. Yeah.
The Big Dill. I like that. They're expecting 10,000 people at the Big Dill.
All pickled.
Yeah.
That should be good.
Exactly. And they say that food vendors are going all in on pickle innovation, from Frank's Pizza and Pasta. We just talked about them earlier this week.
Yeah.
To Queen City Creamery's Colt Favorite, pickle-flavored ice cream. I don't know if I can do pickle ice cream.
No.
For pregnant women, get two birds with one stone. Right? Winning Waffle House drops its egg surcharge.
Oh, thank you.
The 50-cent egg per egg surcharge at Waffle House imposing on eggs due to the shortage of eggs during the Biden regime has now been dropped 6 months into the Trump administration because egg prices are down. Popeye's offering three pieces for $5 deal of its signature fried chicken. That's a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
So you get three pieces. I wonder if you can get three breasts, or there's some restrictions there.
That'd be something to see.
Yeah, exactly. I think you've seen that before. Didn't you?
I think my eyes were crossed that night. I don't know why, but...
Didn't you see eight breasts once at the wigwam?
See, I've always wondered about something, by the way. a French explorer a long time ago came to this country.
And you know, it's not take long.
There are these mountains called the Grand Tetons. There are three of them.
Yes.
And I've always wondered about that. Are French women like really built differently or something? Is one extra one for slow dancing? I don't know.
We will move on, folks.
Thank you.
I mean, you can't fast dance if you have that. You
exactly.
Put your eyes out.
Crumble, the cookie maker. You know, they're like $5 a cookie at Crumble.
Wow.
Walmart is now competing with them. They have a line called King Crumb.
And it used to be at North Avenue and Green Mountain.
Exactly. You get two king-size cookies for just $5.97 versus... You know, so you know, crumble would cost you over $11. But now the king, and I have not tasted them yet, but they said they're pretty good.
Yeah.
So, King Crumb at your local Walmart.
Remember, she was bred in Old Kentucky, but she's only a crumb up here.
Thank you very much, folks. That's from the Stolodex 112.
The gold Rolodex.
I've got to ship the gold Rolodex to you this week. So,
I'm gonna have to have a security guard with that. Yeah. You know. Being gold like it is.
Exactly. Yeah. They have to, you know, come drawn in its own carriage, you know, protected by Secret Service, you name it.
And white horses.
That's right. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple, 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock. Coming up next, we have the Baltimore Crime Report. The good news is the overall crime rate is down, and we'll tell you who's responsible for that. But the bad news is juvenile crime continues to explode, and guess what? Nobody has any answers.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friend at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, folks, weighing in on the One Big Beautiful Bill. Barney says Rand Paul's just like his dad. He complains about the pork, but brings home the bacon. Yeah, that's a common thing that happens in Washington. Asked Andy Harris. AWOL and they should pass this bill and immediately start working towards 12 individual funding bills. Those are called the appropriations or single subject bills. What he promised when he ran in 2010. 14 years later, he's done nothing but bloviate. Meanwhile, his wife, Nicole, wants to recycle Larry Hogan for governor. Republicans need new blood, new ideas and candidates who have followed through. Again, I noticed now the election is over. He no longer appears on WCBM, but he does go on the other station. Okay, well, he's always welcome if he wants to come on.
Yeah.
You know, so,
yeah. And there's this, by the way, from Susan. Bruce is disgusting. Well, thank you. That's very nice.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Right. 6:53, and coming up at the top of the hour, we have, of course, the latest on the ICE app. And in a MAGA update, we're going to start. There was an incredible interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Tucker Carlson, and there was some really, I think, eye-opening revelations regarding the jab and autism. So we're going to start excerpting some of that over the next several days. And we also hear what Kristi Noem said about one of the illegal aliens that they picked up and had to deport, and what he was doing to himself. It is just Oh, my God.
Weird.
It's an oh, my God moment.
It's weird.
It's coming up on our Mega Update.
6:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
The big wreck on the Capitol Beltway is still a problem. They're moving some traffic. It looks like they may have reopened the inner loop right after the Georgia Avenue ramp. And then they got through there, and then they went bogged down again. So we're still having problems through there as you're coming up the hill from the Mormon Temple. The outer loop could see all of that, and we're backed up way back beyond New Hampshire Avenue, back towards 95. And eventually 95 is going to get an impact there from 198 and from Cherry Hill Road, because you really just can't make an easy merge onto the outer loop. So that area right now, from 95 going out on the outer loop and the inner loop from the Mormon Temple, that's a big delay in Montgomery County. Tree down, Baltimore County, Glen Arm Road at Manor Road. Just made a quick check through Annapolis. All is well from the Bay Bridge towards I-97. Still clear at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Clouds and showers linger this morning, but should dry out later this afternoon in the upper 80s. And then we're going to get some really nice weather over the Independence Day weekend, so hang in for that. Right now, cloudy, 72 in Annapolis, and it is 72 with some light rain in Middle River. Baltimore City has experienced its eighth consecutive year, or had, with over 300 homicides. However, when Ivan Bates became state's attorney 2 years ago, the city saw a significant reduction in homicides. This is not Mayor Scott's group violence reduction strategy. This is not Safe Streets. This is not Monzi. This was the combination of two guys working together, Ivan Bates and former U.S. Attorney Eric Barron, who was no longer with, of course, there's a new U.S. state's attorney due to the Trump administration. It is a woman. Her name has escaped me for the moment. It was one that Dan Cox had been mentioned for, but he did not get. So Bates had promised a tough stance on illegal firearms and said, if you're a felon and you have an illegal gun, we're going to invoke mandatory minimums. We're going to be very tough on illegal handguns. People will go to jail. And he's done that.
Yeah.
He's done that. So I want to give props to the state's attorney on that. However, he has not much, I guess, he can do regarding the juvenile crime problem. Recently, there was a town hall where residents got up, and they are just beside themselves over the explosion of juvenile crime.
There's been at least 3 to 4 assault-like situations that have happened with groups of youth. And I'm not talking just one or two kids. We counted 27.
27. So-called youths, they were out there committing crimes in parts of Baltimore City. And again, this one resident says, her husband is constantly being targeted by these youths.
We were part of an incident that happened in our neighborhood recently. And I believe that my husband was the one being targeted. And the individuals are 5 youth.
Yeah, and the fact is that, according to another resident, this is a big problem. Again, you can have violent crime down, homicides, armed robberies, armed carjackings by the adult population, but the juvenile population proportionately is committing a record number of crimes.
I think that the importance is we need to be able to do more, because when 4 or 5 individuals are, attacking one individual and then are just released and not even charged, that's a big problem.
So, and everybody knows it's a big problem. Even the state's attorney, Ivan Bates, admits that, perception sometimes is reality.
The perception is the reality of the individual that's living in that community. And their reality, and I hear it time and time again, is that they're fearful to go out.
Yeah. And that's exactly what has happened here. People are fearful to go out. Why? Because we're hearing from this town hall, from this testimony, from folks that they're being targeted. They're having their, again, they're being robbed in broad daylight. Their stores are being robbed. They're being accosted. They're being assaulted. They're being carjacked. And again, thanks to the crime-friendly Maryland General Insane Asylum. Yep. And this goes to Progressive Governor Moore as well. So, again, if you want for the country, because let's face it, he's running for president. Mm-hmm. If you want for the country, what's happening here in Maryland, God help us all.
Yeah. Because if that's what you're hoping for, you better hope that Ivan Bates gets some more allies so they can actually do some real live law and order.
Yeah. Real quickly, we have a call here. I don't have time to take the call. This is Randy. He wanted to know why there's no tax on Social Security, why that didn't get into the one big beautiful bill. You cannot touch Social Security in a reconciliation package. Can't touch it at all. You can't change it. You can't modify it. So what they did was they offered a tax credit, $4,000 for seniors in the one big beautiful bill. But there's the no tax on Social Security is going to have to come in a separate bill much later.
Good enough. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rates they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you should know you are not alone. Let me ask you this. If you were able to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell your current home? If you said yes, then listen to this. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me. Do not list your home until you have talked with Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Seo, with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Listen, every time I spend time with Vinny, I realize how this guy is applying today's technology to a very old industry. So why list with some guy who might say, I can sell your house because I was selling this house 20 years ago. He's going to use the same methods he used 20 years ago. It's 20 years, two decades full of change. Vinny is not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515.
It's 7 o'clock and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Next up for President Trump's big, beautiful bill, the House. The Senate has passed its version of the spending and tax cut bill. Vice President Vance providing the tie-breaking vote. The president's calling for Republican unity as House lawmakers work on finalizing the bill.
As the House takes up the Senate version of the president's domestic priorities bill, he's optimistic about the legislation's chances.
I think it's going to do very well in the House. See how that works out.
He claims the bill has something for everyone and vows that Medicare and Medicaid are being strengthened despite claims to the contrary. The president writes online that the GOP must unite and ignore the occasional grandstanders. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The University of Pennsylvania is formally apologizing to its female swimmers, negatively affected by its policy on so-called transgender athletes. The school is reversing its policy and will rewrite its athletic record book, removing titles held by Leah Thomas. President Trump says Israel has accepted a proposed 60-day Gaza ceasefire. He hopes Hamas will as well.
Donald Trump's announcement comes before a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu scheduled for next Monday, in which the U.S. president said he would be very firm. There has been a build-up to a possible deal after President Trump said last week that his envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, thought they were very close. Talks at the end of May were stalled when Mr. Witkoff blamed Hamas for seeking what he said were totally unacceptable amendments to a U.S. proposal for the 60-day ceasefire.
The BBC's Aaron Day Makuji. Paramount agreeing to pay $16 million to settle a lawsuit filed by President Trump over the editing of CBS's 60 Minutes interview with Kamala Harris in October. Dow futures up 95 points, NASDAQ futures 7 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switched from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talk to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Let's start with the weather.
Starting off cloudy with a few showers for you on your Wednesday morning. Temperatures in the 70s. As we head toward the afternoon, a little bit cooler. We'll see highs in the upper 80s and a few lower 90s as well. Drying out nicely as we head into Thursday and Friday for the 4th and looking good for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps right now are roughly in the low 70s, although one or two spots are a bit warmer. Bel Air has 72 degrees. Ellicott City currently 69 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We're having difficulty reaching Chuck Whitaker, so at 7:03, let's go ahead and move forward. We'll grab Chuck as soon as he's able to contact us. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and these are the headlines. Harford County man accused of murdering his wife, David Williams of Abingdon, is charged with first-degree murder and firearms violations after his wife was found shot to death in a home on Bynum Overlook Drive Monday night. Williams is being held without bond at the Harford County Detention Center. Baltimore County Police have a person in custody following a deadly shooting in the Gwin Oak area. Police say the shooting happened at around 6:45 Tuesday evening in the 3600 block of Tulsa Road. Victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Police believe the shooting was an isolated incident, and their investigation is ongoing. Time now for Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes, kind of. Good morning, Chuck.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, we had a little lightning strike here. Wow. That was scary.
That's exciting.
I took my headphones off and ran the other way for a while.
I would think so.
Unbelievable. Capitol Beltway still slow. Some of the lanes are back open again. Big wreck early this morning at Georgia Avenue in Montgomery County. So if you have plans there to and from the Mormon Temple and then over towards I-95, right now it could be at least a half an hour delay through there. We are getting some back and slowing, so be prepared for that coming south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Chuck back at 13 after, of course. Church services being moved to another location after a Tuesday location fire at St. Rita Roman Catholic Church in Dundalk. Archdiocese of Baltimore says Sunday's 10 a.m. service will be held at Our Lady of Hope Church on North Boundary. Fire broke out at around 2:30 p.m., damaging the reconciliation room, vestibule, downstairs restroom, and the stairwell to the bell tower. And two new speed cameras being activated today in Anne Arundel County. The school zones, the cameras both on Mountain Road at Chesapeake High School and on Baltimore Annapolis Boulevard by Glen Burnie High School. They can operate from 6 a.m. till 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. After a 15-day warning period, which is pretty standard, a $40 citation will be issued for any driver traveling 12 miles per hour or more over the posted limit. Pick three lottery number is 472. You pick 4-3651. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. He goes with no answers last night, though, for a hot Adolis Garcia.
And he flips that out over short. That's a base hit. Haggerty is in. Smith around third. He'll come to the plate.
Dave Raymond with a call on the Rangers Sports Network. Garcia would add another two-run single in the sixth, a four RBI night, seven now in the series. Texas pounds the Birds 10-2 was the final last night. The rookie Brandon Young took the loss for Baltimore.
It's tough, you know. I mean, every time I go out there, I'm trying to learn something, trying to get better, but definitely something to learn from.
Tomo Sugano will try to win the series tonight at 8:05. Maryland men's basketball hoping to win millions in NIL money, participating in a tournament called called the Players Era Festival. It's an 18-team event held in Las Vegas in late November. Terps will open against UNLV and then take on Gonzaga the following night. Championships and semis after that. Quite a different, quite a departure from the Patsies of previous seasons. Last year, the tournament awarded $9 million in NIL money. This year, it'll shell out over $20 million. Coming up in 30 minutes, who was the meanest guy in the NFL? And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, did you know the border is secure?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
And that's before the wall is even completed. Imagine what will happen next. UPenn, in a stunning reversal, says they've now banned men competing in women's sports. But CNN and others in trouble for promoting an ICE app that would alert people when ICE are about in their neighborhood.
Now, this came to the administration's attention yesterday during a press briefing. Caroline Leffert was asked this question by somebody who said, I had just seen this story on CNN. Do you have a comment on it? She said, I'm not aware of this. I'm going to have to go back and look at the tape. And yeah, indeed, CNN ran a story talking about this ICE app. I don't know what it's going to be called. And I have no intention of publicizing thing, but basically what it does is exactly what Sean said. It will notify people where ICE is so that if they're have a potential problem with ICE, they can get out of the way. This is basically, ahead of the fact. This is cooperation with a criminal act before the fact. Pam Bondi, when she got wind of this thing yesterday, weighed in almost immediately.
Our ICE agents, all of our federal agents who are working hand in hand on these task force, our federal agents from the Justice Department could be injured. He's giving a message to criminals where our federal officers are, and he cannot do that. And we are looking at it. We are looking at him, and he better watch out, because that's not a protected speech. That is threatening the lives of our law enforcement officers throughout this country.
Yeah, basically what it is CNN is willing to work as the lookout for a bank robbery. They'll say, don't worry, we'll tell you where the cops are, so go ahead and misbehave, and if the cops show up, we'll let you know right away. Bondi says, shame on them.
Shame on CNN that they're promoting that app. That's shame on them for doing that. That could hurt our law enforcement officers who are out there protecting them, protecting all of us every single day.
Yeah, and that is the truth. They're out there protecting the citizens. They're out there taking dangerous human beings, getting them off of the streets, and getting them out of this country. They came in illegally during the lax 4 years of the Biden administration. It is time for them to be gone. Just gone. See ya. Get out of here. Now, Bernie Sanders says, in response to this kind of behavior, these kinds of statements from the administration, that clearly the GOP is becoming a Stalinist, authoritarian form of government, and Donald Trump is its head.
The Republican Party has not just become a right-wing extremist party. In many cases, it's become like a Stalinist party, a cult of the individual.
This says basically that any party that has a strong candidate becomes a party, a cult party. You think there's less devotion to Donald Trump than there was on the other side to Barack Obama, as an example, than there was to John F. Kennedy, than there was to Ronald Reagan among Republicans? Any party that has a dominant personality as the head of the ticket, yes, there will be a certain identity with that candidate. You can go to homes now and see JFK's picture is still hanging there. I mean, it's just an absolute truth. Bernie Sanders says, no matter what, Orange Man bad.
60 Minutes has a sterling reputation for investigative journalism. The impact is clearly intimidation. He wants to defund public broadcasting. Why is that? Because they also would run critical stories of him.
No, he wants to defund them because why the hell should we be paying for your entertainment?
For a one-sided view of the news.
Bernie, if you like it, that's fine.
Yeah, you pay for it.
You pay for it. I mean, I don't listen to NPR. I don't watch public TV. If you want to do that stuff, knock yourself out. Get out your checkbook. You know, you run around pretending you're all poor. You have three homes. You have fancy cars. You fly places on a private jet. You pay for it. 713, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
We mentioned earlier in Howard County, the traffic lights are malfunctioning, probably knocked out with the storm overnight. So be careful there. Route 32 at Route 99, and then Route 32 right at the ramp at I-70. Caution advised. Like I said, the lights could be out, or they could be on flash. Either way, take it easy as you're moving through there. Capitol Beltway still with big problems. We're moving traffic, but a major backup on both sides of the Capitol Beltway in the area between Georgia Avenue and Route 29, backed up to the Mormon Temple, backed up to 95, and then 95 southbound is also looking at a delay. About 20 minutes ago, we had a report of a tree down in Baltimore County at Glen Arm Road at Manor Road. We're looking at the heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. We're moving, but we're slow back beyond the O'Donnell Street ramp for both the tunnels right now, and starting to see a little more slowing on Beltway at Hartford Road through Green Spring and on the west side in that stretch between Liberty Road and Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today and upcoming weekend. We get some clouds and showers lingering in the morning hours here under cloudy skies, but should dry out later this afternoon. Upper 80s today. Even better weather coming tomorrow. And Independence Day weekend is going to be gorgeous. It's going to be sunny and dry, cooler, no rain in the forecast. Right now we got rain 72 in Middle River, and it's 72 and cloudy in Pasadena. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, a president making a lot of news. I got to tell you that my head is spinning. Every day.
I noticed that.
Every day there is some major news development. It just President Trump is just hitting grand slam after grand slam. He made news yesterday, once again, by touring the Gator Gitmo. Mm-hmm. More on that in just a second. But he was asked while he was holding the press conference at Gator Gitmo about whether or not he could prosecute and possibly arrest the former Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for what he allowed into this country.
Why hasn't he been arrested yet? Obviously, you guys are cleaning up the mess that was made deliberately for the past 4 years, and so people want accountability. It's great to see that the border is secured, and it's great to see the state level cooperation. But I guess I would ask you, why hasn't he been held accountable, or anybody? Really?
Well, you know, pardons were given out by many to many people, and they shouldn't have been given out. Like the Unselect Committee of Political Thugs was given a pardon because they destroyed all of the information from 2 years of hearings. And they should be arrested, but they were given pardons. Was he given a pardon, Mayorkas? Was he not?
I don't believe so.
Well, I'd take a look at that one, because what he did is it's beyond incompetence. Something had to be done. Now, with that being said, he took orders from other people, and he was really doing the orders. And you could say he was very loyal to them, because it must have been very hard for him to stand up and sit up and, you know, talk about what he allowed to happen to this country and be serious about it. So he was given orders. If he wasn't given a pardon, I could see looking at that. In fact, why don't you take a look at it, Kristen? He was impeached, but yeah, it was just a fake impeachment. It was a fake impeachment. Why don't you take a look at it? I think he was so bad. They were all so bad. Look, it was the worst president in the history of our country. We've had some bad ones, but he was the worst president. But somebody told Mayorkas to do that, and he followed orders, but that doesn't necessarily hold him harmless. So take a look at it. It's a very good question, actually. Thank you.
You also mentioned that the auto pen operators should be investigated and arrested, that the leakers should be investigated and arrested. And on Zohran Mamdani, the commie lunatic running for mayor in New York, if he interferes with federal immigration law, that he also might be arrested.
Mr. President, your beloved New York City, your beloved New York City may well be led by a communist soon, Zohran Mamdani, who in his nomination speech said he will defy ICE and will not allow ICE to arrest criminal aliens in New York City. Your message to communist Zohran Mamdani?
Well, then we'll have to arrest him. Look, we don't need a communist in this country, but if we have one, I'm going to be watching over him very carefully on behalf of the nation.
Yeah, yeah. And he should. And then, of course, he also said that he's a communist and a total nut job before he got on Marine One yesterday. Elon Musk, and the feud continues. Yesterday he was asked the question, would he consider deporting Elon Musk back to South Africa? And President Trump said that he would quote, I don't know, we'll have to take a look. End of quote. Yeah. Come on, guys. Also,
you have two rich guys.
Yeah.
I won't go there.
Yeah.
But that's being really. Yeah. Stop it.
All right. But you know, it's just. You're right. It's all about it's a you know what match. Mm-hmm. Kristi Noem says she's working with DOJ to prosecute CNN for promoting that ICE tracking app. She also told a story about one of the illegal aliens that they were able to apprehend.
By thanking our ICE officers and our Border Patrol officers for what they do every day. They are out on the streets, and violence against them has increased over 500% since Trump has gone back into the White House, because he's upholding the law and because a bunch of liberals, socialists, and Marxists are out there lying about what President Trump is doing. President Trump is upholding freedom by what he is doing. The freedom to live safely in this country and to do things legally and to have justice. And because those liberals, and I'm calling out you, CNN, I'm calling you out because you lie every single day about what these operations are. We are going after murderers and rapists and traffickers and drug dealers and getting them off the streets and getting them out of this country because Joe Biden let the worst of the worst come in here. The other day I was talking to some marshals that have been partnering with ICE. They said that they had detained a cannibal and put him on a plane to take him home. And while they had him in his seat, he started to eat himself. And they had to get him off and get him medical attention. These are the kind of deranged individuals that are on our streets in America that we're trying to target and get out of our country because they are so deranged they don't belong here. And they don't go. They shouldn't be walking the streets with our children. And they shouldn't be living in the community.
Yeah,
it's just strange.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
So what, did you chomp on his arm?
Yeah, apparently. We didn't get a full
count. Somebody who... He's committed.
Well, there's a lot of them roaming the streets of America. And finally, President Trump had this offhand comment regarding a touring Gator Gitmo.
I think our viewers at home should note that this is air-conditioned facility,
yes,
so if any of the news claims are keeping them out in the hot, humid South Florida, that is wrong. It's probably 62 degrees here,
to be honest. Hey, yep. Biden wanted me in here, okay? He wanted me. It didn't work out that way, but... He wanted me in here, that son of a...
That son of a... All right, and also announced that Israel has agreed to a 60-day Gaza ceasefire Hamas has yet to accept. Day 164 of the new Golden Age.
And we are just getting started.
YMCA. 7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number. 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This is Mackenzie Frost. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot as we preview and discuss what I'll be covering that night on Fox 45 News In Depth with Mackenzie Frost. Listen at 8:37 in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
And they're back. Contractors back. Northbound 95 and Route 24 in Harford County. Middle of the rush hour, they decide to do some work, so they block a lane. Work, 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 work. 76-mile marker northbound, almost a half mile back up and growing on the northbound side. Tree down Baltimore County, be careful at Glen Arm Road. At Manor Road, if you're in Howard County, the traffic lights may be out. So heads up there, Route 32 at I-70, then again at Route 32 at Route 90. Now, really nothing out of the ordinary on the Beltway. Both sides of the JFX are clear. Some slowing, had a little rain earlier, and the pace is slow, but the lanes are open going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And, of course, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Some clouds and showers in the area this morning should dry out and be late this afternoon. Very nice, upper 80s. And then the cooler, less humid, drier air coming in for Independence Day weekend. Right now, rain 71 in Columbia, 71 in Owings Mills. Brian from Woodlawn says, what's the difference between the Supreme Court ruling that you're allowed to stand on the side of the road, hold up a sign that reads speed trap ahead, and an app that says ice is ahead? Well, I don't think they're quite the same.
No.
The ICE app basically tells where ICE is operating, but also it puts federal law enforcement agents in jeopardy.
At risk.
At risk by doxing them, by revealing their identities, by revealing the areas in which they're operating, trying to round up dangerous criminals. There's a big difference between a speed trap with stationary fixed police cars versus doxing ICE agents in the app.
There are also, if I recall correctly, there are jurisdictions where it is against the law, local law, to say there's a policeman ahead. That is covered in the same general philosophy. That if you're doing,
he's referring to a Supreme Court ruling. I have to go back and look at that ruling because that would supersede all local jurisdiction under the federal supremacy clause. I remember I was taught that you can't flash your lights when you are going through a speed trap and you're trying to warn other motorists. That is against the law because you're warning them of a speed trap. And I think that was based on that Supreme Court ruling came out. So we'll see.
And by the way, I'm glad you filled that in because I used to think it was, you can't flash. I just thought, wow, I just learned something new here. All right, so there's a Glastonbury Music Festival take place over in Great Britain on an annual basis. And we talked about this very briefly yesterday. This duo called Bob Villain, I guess that's a play on Bob Dylan. They're a rap duo, although I just saw one of them on stage. They've been told by U.S. authorities, don't come here. We don't want you here. Stay out. We'll kick you out if you try to come here. This is why.
Be free! Free, free!
Alright, but have you heard this one, though? Death, death to the IDF! Death, death to the IDF! Death, death to the IDF!
Death, death to the IDF!
Death,
Beach Music
Hell
Festival.
Yeah, from the river to the sea, Palestine must be, will be, inshallah.
Basically calling for the death of the Israeli armed forces. It's all of them. Kill them all. From the river to the sea. And for some reason, they can't understand why they're not going to be welcome here. Because somebody in Washington finally grew brains. That's why. No, you can't come here. What you're doing is wrong.
Well, what they did in England could be a criminal offense.
Here.
In England. Here, is it an exception to the free speech? Is it a clear? Does this pose a clear and present danger wishing death on any entity or individual? That's a First Amendment free speech test for us.
It's a call to action.
Yeah.
So it's not simply that I disapprove, I wish they go away. This is a call to action. I want you to go kill somebody right now.
If they were to chant death to the FBI, would that be the same?
I would think so. Yes. Yeah. If you're calling for immediate action from another individual, that is not protected speech in this country.
Yeah, so that is something that's a reason why we don't want people like that in the United States.
Stay the hell out.
Period. So keep them out, and you can wallow in your own mess over there. 7:29. It is Independence Day weekend. That means if you want to be you want to celebrate your freedom, one of the ways you want to do that is to maintain your health. Because if you're not healthy, you're not going to be really able to enjoy your freedom as one would like. And there are a number of ways to repair your health, to maintain your health with natural supplements, something called Nutraceuticals that I have been using for, 15 years or so from Rescue Natural Supplements. I use it to reduce cholesterol and lower my triglycerides, to also build my immune system with probiotic, Vital D3, Rescue Core Immune Defense, there's Metabolock, there's the Omega-3s, there's LDLX Q10. There's over 50 different supplements that you can use today and save 45% on four or more when you order with using the coupon code FREEDOM. Call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or go online, res-q.com. The code is FREEDOM. You'll save 45% more when you order four or more of your favorite supplements. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. And these headlines are being brought to you by Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee in realty. If you have a home to sell and you're thinking about selling, you have to talk with Vinny Steele. Our telephone number is 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Two new speed cameras being activated today in Anne Arundel County school zones. Cameras on Mountain Road at Chesapeake High School and Baltimore Annapolis Boulevard by Glen Burnie High School. They'll operate from 6 a.m. till 8 p.m. There is a warning period of around 15 days, but after that, $40 citations will be issued to drivers traveling 12 miles per hour or more over the speed limit. Hartford County man is accused of murdering his wife, David Williams of Abingdon, charged with first-degree murder and firearms violations after his wife was found shot to death in a home on Bynum Overlook Drive Monday night. Williams being held without bond at the Hartford County Detention Center. Baltimore County police have a person in custody following a deadly shooting in the Gwin Oak area. Police say the shooting happened at around 6:45 Tuesday evening, the 3600 block of Tulsa Road. Victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Police believe the shooting was an isolated incident, and their investigation is ongoing. Maryland Representative April McLean Delaney is slamming the Senate's passage of President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill as it heads back over to the House for final passage. The 6th District Democrat says no child should go to bed hungry and no family should choose between keeping the lights on and life-saving medical care. And Baltimore police officer is suspended without pay. He is being charged with the rape and assault of a 16-year-old girl whom he was allegedly dating. 34-year-old Kerlon Edwards being held without bond on 6 charges after the girl claimed he choked and raped her on Monday. He faces a bail review today. 7:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Casey here. When it comes to local real estate, wait and see has been our situation for a while now. Slowly but surely, that's changing. And here to tell us more is my good friend and trusted owner and broker, Vinny Steele with your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty.
Hey, Sean. Yeah, thank you. Local real estate market is definitely shifting, and we're seeing a more balanced market this summer due to increased inventory, stabilized price appreciation, and other key factors.
So between now and the end of summer, what does that mean for your sellers?
Well, Sean, a few things. Increased buyer optimism is good for sellers who still want the most money and to sell within their time frame. In a shifting market, I provide upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and multiple cash offers because I understand every selling situation is different.
Friends, who you choose to sell your home this summer matters. It's the biggest financial transaction you will ever make. Vinny, how can listeners get in touch?
Well, anybody can visit me online, vinnysteo.com, or better yet, call or text me. I'd love to talk with you. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3472. Your pick 4-3651. And now, traffic weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
We're good at the Bay Bridge. All the lanes are open on the main span. Both sides of the bridge are clear. Most of the traffic, though, is westbound through the area. And right here at Sandy Point, then over to Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, Rowe Boulevard, no problem. Southbound I-97 has the morning slowdown now right in the usual spot right there at Route 32. Beltway, some slowing. Parkville side, interloop through Pikesville, the west side, pretty active. Of course, the usual area from 795 going down the hill eventually past Frederick Road. JFX is still clear. No construction on 83 at York Road, but construction is underway northbound I-95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off cloudy with a few showers for you on your Wednesday morning. Temperatures in the 70s. As we head toward the afternoon, a little bit cooler. We'll see highs in the upper 80s and a few lower 90s as well. Drying out nicely as we head into Thursday and Friday for the 4th and looking good for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's cake batter. It's cookie dough. It's the new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat. Now at participating DQ locations for a limited time. Fly in today for this cosmic collision of flavor. And don't miss Superman, only in theaters July 11th. DQ, happy, tastes good.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Burns had no real answer for Jacob deGrom last night. Not as dominant as the near no-no he threw last week, but still good enough. Six innings, two runs. He gets the decision in a 10-2 win over Baltimore. Gary Sanchez providing the Birds offense with a two-run shot in the fourth. After the game, manager Mancelino on how the Birds bats fared against deGrom.
You see him twice in 1 week, you're going to be a little bit better. Thought we hit some balls hard, thought we drew some walks. Weren't able to cash in a couple guys on base. Just kind of is what it is.
Sidebar, Baltimore sending Luis Vasquez to the mound late. The third time this year, the O's have used a position player on the hill.
It's not what we want to do by any means, but you get in a situation there where Soto throws 26 pitches. You don't want him to go to 30 pitches. We'd love for him to be available tomorrow if we need to get through a couple lefties.
Elsewhere in the NFL, Dolphins making another move yesterday, one day after dealing Jonnu Smith to the Steelers. They acquired Darren Waller from the Giants. Waller coming out of retirement, of course, is the former Ravens tight end. Speaking of the NFL, former Patriots receiver Julian Edelman on Rob Gronkowski's podcast called Dudes on Dudes, recalling a hit he took from Ray Lewis after scoring a touchdown against the Ravens.
Tom darted it to me. I caught it, and I got a touchdown, and Ray was right behind me, and he kneed me so hard in my left butt cheek that, like, I got a crazy hematoma, and I looked like I had J-Lo booty on. Like, my butt was just, I had one big butt.
Edelman calling Ray the most intimidating player in the National Football League. And finally, yesterday, July 1st, the year's midway point, is also known in baseball circles as Bobby Bonilla Day. The day every year that Bobby Bonilla, despite having last played a major league game 24 years ago, gets paid. Every year through 2035, the check or the ACH debit transfer, Venmo, whatever they do, $1,193,248.20 from the New York Mets. 8% interest annual included. And remember why this is happening. At the time, the Mets ownership had invested in a Bernie Madoff account that obviously never delivered. The time now is 7:37. When we return, who are the highest paid players in sports?
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired?
Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So earlier I mentioned the contract that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander signed with the OKC Thunder. It's the highest ever in NBA history. $285 million, 4 years.
Wow.
$71.25 million. He is the highest paid player.
A season or guaranteed?
It's all guaranteed and it's per season.
All guaranteed?
All guaranteed. All NBA contracts are guaranteed. So he is the highest paid player in sports. So it got me to thinking, who are the other highest paid players in their respective sports? Next up is Shohei Ohtani, $70 million per year for the Dodgers. Dak Prescott in the NFL is the highest paid, $60 million per year. Then comes Lionel Messi in MLS of Inter Miami, $20.5 million a year.
Really?
In the NHL, Austin Matthews of the Maple Leafs, $13 million per year. In college, the most NIL money from Arch Manning, $6.8 million a year. And then finally in the WNBA, Jackie Young, a guard for the Las Vegas Aces, the highest paid player, makes $252,000
wow.
a year.
Yeah.
And that's the way it goes.
The Ray Lewis story reminded me of some of the hardest hitters. And it's hard to kind of limit it. But for me, and watching in my lifetime, I'd have to say Chuck Bednarik.
Mm, the Eagles.
Was the hardest hitter I've ever seen.
Laid out Frank Gifford in that game.
I'd also have to say I put Dick Butkus up there.
Yeah. Ray Nitschke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Sean Taylor in his brief career, he brought the heat, along with Ronnie Lott. Those guys were just, and Ray Lewis, of course, just incredible hitters.
Yeah, I saw one game. We could still vaguely afford it then, between the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears long, long time ago. And watching Butkus play, he was as fierce as Ray Lewis, and the rules allowed more then.
Yeah.
Was that at Lambeau or at Wrigley?
No, there was actually at
Soldier Field.
Yeah. Right.
Soldier.
Okay.
Field.
Yeah. Right. There you
Very
go.
Good. Thank you. Appreciate that. RFK Jr. It's not often that the Health and Human Services Secretary sits down for 90 minutes and gives an interview.
Yeah.
But he did with Tucker Carlson, and boy, did he open up some eyes with some revelations. He instantly seized on Tucker's attention after a chilling story of CDC corruption. He revealed that the health agency buried a 1999 internal study led by a researcher which showed an alarming increase in the risk of autism from the hepatitis B vaccine.
What you would do if you wanted to find the answer, which is to compare outcomes in a fully vaccinated group to health outcomes in an unvaccinated group. And CDC did that study in 1999. They brought in a team of scientists under a Belgian researcher named Thomas Verstraeten. And they looked at the data. They looked at children who had received the hepatitis vaccine within their first 30 days of life and compared those children to children who had received the vaccine later or not at all. And they found an 1,135% elevated risk of autism among the vaccinated children. And it shocked them. They kept the study secret, and then they manipulated it through five different iterations to try to bury the link. And, you know, we know how they did it. They got rid of all the older children, essentially, and just had younger children who were too young to be diagnosed. And they stratified the data, and they did a lot of other tricks. And all of those studies were the subject of that kind of trickery.
Yeah, think about 1,135% increase in the risk of autism from the hepatitis B vaccine, and they covered it up. Now, remember, by September, he said he's going to name names and reveal all. But there's a reason why, if you go to your pediatrician's office or to your doctor's office, that they're constantly pushing vaccines. You know, some have legitimate medical concerns, obviously, but there's money in them thar hills.
There's a published article out there now that says that 50% of revenues to most pediatricians come from vaccines. And then there's a whole structure where Blue Cross and the other insurance companies pay bonuses to the pediatrician to make sure if, for example, 95% of their if their clients are fully vaccinated, they get a huge bonus. It could be tens of thousands of dollars. And that's why your pediatrician, if you say, I want to go slow on the vaccines or I want to have a little different schedule, your pediatrician will throw you out of his practice because you're now jeopardizing that bonus structure. Wow. And these are all perverse incentives that stop doctors from actually practicing medicine and caring for the client because they're looking at the bottom line.
Yeah, they are looking for the bottom line. And again, that is not to disparage anyone, but follow the money. More revelations coming from RFK Jr. in the Tucker Carlson interview on tomorrow's show. You want to stay tuned for that.
1,135%.
Yeah.
Wow. 743 right now. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. That happens in around 60 seconds, so make it quick, folks. 410-WCBM-680. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
I brought to you as a service, Bernese Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Both the tunnels now with at least a good 15-minute delay. 95 is now slowing around the Eastern Avenue Bridge from there into the plaza area at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All the lanes are open to traffic on 895 coming south. We'll also look at a delay from right around the Eastern Avenue Bridge, maybe backing, towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. Just the heavy traffic there. Beltway, normal delays. JFX is still clear. Big construction area delays. And again, there's a lot of traffic moving around for the beginning of this long holiday weekend. These guys are working during rush hour and creating delays. Northbound 95, north of Route 24, 76-mile marker, at least a mile back up right now for the traffic on the northbound side. The Capitol Beltway had big problems earlier in Montgomery County, still backed up and a big delay on both the inner and the outer loop with the accident between Georgia Avenue and Route 29. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle. Let Bernese Automotive get your vehicle ready for the long holiday weekend. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Get it all done at Bernese Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And again, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Right now, give us a call, 410-922-6680. Reserve your spot, or 1-800-922-6680. You'll get a chance to win a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today and your upcoming Independence Day weekend. Cloudy, 72 in Ellicott City right now. Okay, we get some clouds and rain that is going to be lingering throughout this morning, but this afternoon should dry up and upper 80s, and then the really nice weather moving into the area starting tomorrow through the weekend. Right now, rain and 73 in Baltimore City. We have no contestant this morning, so we'll play the panel. It's for pride at this point. And we know there's been an ongoing battle between Bruce Elliott and Chuck Whitaker. Kristen is just, leaps and bounds.
She's smoking us.
Head and shoulders above everyone else.
And she's very humble about who,
it's a race to the bottom for Bruce and Chuck.
Right. Well, and I used to be known as Titanic Johnson, so there you go.
Before the semi-glutides kicked in?
Yes.
Yes. In Arrington, they used to say you were a bottom feeder, but I never went there.
It wasn't very deep at Slinter's Field.
That's right.
Choice run.
All right, here we go. Story number one. A police officer in Great Britain may not be fired after he asked a colleague to pull his finger and allegedly farted when she said no.
Well, that's original.
The police officer laughed, according to the woman, after breaking wind in her face at the Wembley police station. The HR judge ruled that it was rude and offensive behavior, but not a fireable offense. The officer said he did ask her to pull his finger, but denies actually breaking wind. Story two. Students in taxpayer-funded schools across Texas will soon be learning that George Washington was a terrorist and that Christian missionaries allegedly kidnapped Native Americans and converted them to Christianity. According to the State Board of Education, one Republican member says, "It's a sad day for Texas when we're teaching that our founding father was a terrorist." And story three, Mexican scientists have developed sustainable insect-based bread to address global protein demand and combat food insecurity by improving nutritional intake without altering daily diets. A Mexican scientist said grasshopper flour, which is made from ground-up insects, grasshoppers, actually tastes pretty good. The sliced bread is fortified with the grasshoppers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Story one.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fire an officer for saying, "Pull my finger." Story two. Texas learns that the students there that George Washington is a terrorist. Or story three. In Mexico, they've developed grasshopper bread, rather.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll start with, since she's the leader, we'll let Kristen go first.
She's hardly.
I'll say three.
Kristen goes for story number three. All right, Chuck.
I don't think they would do that in Texas. I don't get that, where that would happen there. So I'm going to go with that story, with George Washington.
All right, story number two. And Bruce.
Wow, I think we were just all over the board. I think I'm going to go with pull my finger.
All right, Bruce goes with pull my finger.
It's the best line I've ever had, all right.
Story number one.
Probably.
The ruling that the officer may not be fired for saying pull my finger is our fake news story of the day.
Whoop, whoop,
Bruce,
whoop.
You got it.
All right. So Bruce does emerge a wiener here.
I
going
into he would get something like that.
Independence Day.
Yes. As far as grasshopper bread, does that keep you hopping during the day, I guess?
I guess it could.
Yeah.
It beats the heck out of the locust loaf that Chuck's been known to consume.
Ever get a cricket inside your house?
Yes.
Drives you
one
crazy.
Of your pants?
Just drives you crazy. No, Chuck. I haven't had that pleasure, Chuck, but I'll trust your expertise in the area. So, anything you want to share with the crowd?
You just don't want to know what Chuck does with the crickets.
I'm not just saying
once
this.
He catches them. Okay?
If a cricket gets in your pants, you better hope you're wearing brown pants.
Okay. That's good to know, Chuck.
Thank you for that.
Public service announcement of this station.
Thank you. And also said, I'm disgusting.
Thank you for that, for Jiminy Johnson. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Still to come, UPenn bans women. I'm sorry, bans men from competing in women's sports. Top of the hour, the Baltimore City Sheriff is investigating a courthouse employee for tipping off ICE. We'll tell you which county becomes the latest in Maryland to participate with ICE. The left is melting down over the One Big Beautiful Bill. All this and more coming up here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today.
That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Democrat Party has a masculinity problem. The Democrat Party doesn't know why young men don't want to be part of the Democrat Party. Even though they've been saying that masculinity is toxic, that boys can become girls and girls can become boys. I build stuff. I fight wars. I weld. I'm a police officer. I'm a military member. I fight in battle. How about get off my butt? I do all the heavy lifting around here. Why do I have to be ashamed of being a man?
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Very assertive. Very assertive. He'll be here from noon till 3. Following Cube Classic Live right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The big, beautiful bill. Well, it has now gone through the Senate. There are a number of people in the House who aren't happy with the Senate version. So now it gets picked, kicked right back across the hall, and the guys in the House get to deal with it for a while. And squatters in Baltimore County, progress on them, on getting them out, getting them gone.
Yeah, the question on the big, beautiful bill is, will it meet the timeline that the President Trump wants it on his desk by tomorrow so that he can sign it so it's ready for Independence Day? Speaker Johnson says he thinks he can do that. Andy Harris in the House Freedom Caucus says, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We may have to wait till next week to get it done. So we'll see who prevails in this battle.
7:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic weather on the threes. It's Chuck the Grasshopper Whitaker.
The backup down the Fort McHenry Tunnel on 95 is back to Moravia Road. So maybe we're starting to see a little bit of this early traffic for the beginning of the long holiday weekend. So that backup right now from there through the tunnel and down on the other side towards Camden Yards. It's going to take you about 25 minutes right now to go from that point. It's more stop and go right now through there. 895 is currently backed up to about the Erdman Avenue ramp and about a 15 to 20 minute delay there as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast is going to call for some lingering clouds, showers this morning, eventually before it clears up later this afternoon, dries out, and upper 80s, even better weather coming tomorrow and for the Independence Day weekend. Light rain right now, 73 in Baltimore City, and it is 73 in Pasadena. Just got a note via text here into the studios from Jason. The American Communist Party has a half dozen demonstrators outside the Seagirt Marine Terminal gate trying to organize port drivers. Well, good luck with that.
Yes. Have a nice day.
Really good luck trying to convert port drivers into commies. Okay? Gee. I mean, maybe they've been inspired by Mamdani.
It could be.
AOC. And, of course, the legislature and even the governor, they're moving in that direction, folks. That's they're right now they're progressive socialist Democrat Marxist, but they're, as we're now seeing, they're really feeling their oats and they're pushing the envelope and espousing communism. We'll have a clip from Mamdani later on in the show that we'll share with you to prove what we're saying.
Yeah, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was once upon a time a Chuck Whitaker, and now a Chuck Whitaker. And boy, is there a contrast between the two. Here's Chuck. I'm not Chuck Whitaker. Chuck Schumer. I'm terribly sorry. Here's Chuck Schumer back in 1996.
A lot of people are squirming because they know how unpopular what Trump calls the big, beautiful bill, we call the big, ugly betrayal. They're squirming. They know their public doesn't like it. I'd say a majority of senators, Republican senators, believe that this bill is very bad for their states, but they don't have the guts to buck Trump. They're afraid of Trump.
Now, back in 1990, that is actually just yesterday, back in 1996, talking about illegal immigration.
Why can't you stop illegal immigrants or others from coming here? The number one answer we give our constituents is when they come here, they can get jobs, get benefits against the law because of fraud. I urge support of this amendment. If you believe you want to stop fraud in immigration, you have no choice but to support this amendment.
If you believe in stopping fraud and stopping immigration, he was all for that in 1996. Today, of course, he's singing a very, very different tune indeed. Do we have that cut? One more Chuck Schumer cut available? Nope, we don't. Okay, go grab that sometime next hour. So Chuck Schumer has changed his tune completely. It's as if he was singing gospel back then, and now he's doing, what is it, the guys who are the rappers over in D.C., Now, this is kind of interesting. Von Rotello, who was once the head of ICE, says that what we're seeing in this country now is a return to normalcy.
We've come back to the middle. We've come back to the rule of law. With the leadership of Donald Trump in the Oval Office, the Secretary of Homeland Security, folks like Tom Homan in the mix, the new commissioner at CBP, the nonsense at the border is over. The largest deportation efforts across the United States are underway. And I think New Yorkers are smart enough to realize that the failed policy of defunding the police or getting in the way of ICE or sanctuarying criminals or anybody that wants to show up on the doorstep is a terrible idea. It's not good for the city. It's certainly not good for the nation.
Yeah, Vitello also wanted to say, talking about Mom Donnie, as we were just a moment or two ago, that should Mom Donnie begin to cause problems for ICE, he will find himself in legal trouble, and this administration will pursue him legally to make sure it stops. He said ICE work is dangerous work.
This is tough, difficult, dangerous, and risky work.
Right.
But the front line knows how to do it. They do it very professionally with lots of restraint. And so where it might take three or four or five people to safely surround a home or surround a business or to find somebody, you know, at large and arrest them and take them into custody safely, it affects everybody that's in that orbit, right? But if right. they go to a jail like Rikers Island, and that when people are released after their sentences in New York, they can be safely turned over in the jail setting and put on the path for removal. That's what right. that's all we want.
Yeah, that's all we want. Just let us get the bad guy out of your hair. But let's do it in a safe environment, endangering fewer people.
Some of these are the worst of the worst.
The worst of the worst.
As we are seeing murderers and rapists, and we're finding decapitated bodies here in Maryland and going after school kids and everything. It's just we need to get these people out of our country and fast, and the Trump administration trying to get that done. And yeah, the left is running interference.
Yeah, you want the cannibal living next to you?
Yeah, exactly. Tim Kyle Electric, heating and ventilation and air conditioning right now, of course. It's been a hot and humid stretch here over the last couple of weeks. And things are going to cool down a little bit, dry out this weekend, but we also have the Independence Day weekend here. So if you're having issues with your air conditioning, it's not efficient, it's not cooling at all, or perhaps it's costing an arm and a leg because it's not efficient, Tim Kyle, call them. They'll come out. They'll service your AC unit. They'll make sure that it has coolant, that the filter is changed, and that the coils are clear, and you name it. They'll come out and service the whole thing. 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. You want to make sure that you're doing your maintenance twice a year, once before the hot weather and once before the cold weather. And Tim Kyle can do that in addition to all the electrical work that they do as well, inside, outside, landscaping. Tim Kyle Electric, heating and cooling. And check them out on their website, timkylecompany.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. After clearing the Senate by a single vote, that of Vice President Vance, a Republican spending and tax cut bill, has landed in the House. President Trump is pleased.
This bill has something for everybody by doing it this way. So we're happy about it. We're happy with the result.
Mr. Trump hopes to sign a final version of the measure on Independence Day Friday. The president says there's a new Gaza ceasefire proposal that's been accepted by Israel. He's hoping Hamas will follow suit.
Israel carried out more deadly airstrikes in Gaza Tuesday, but by evening, President Trump announced Israel had agreed on terms for a 60-day ceasefire. Trump has stepped up pressure on Israel and Hamas for a ceasefire hostage release deal and ultimately an end to the war in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due at the White House for talks on Monday, and Trump urged Hamas to accept the latest deal because he says it will not get better. Writing in all caps, it will only get worse. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Looking after America first, the Pentagon is pausing an arms shipment to Ukraine.
Officials say Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordered the halt due to concerns about shrinking U.S. military stockpiles. The move comes weeks after Hegseth ordered a review of the U.S. munitions inventory. Government sources say the U.S. stockpile has been depleted after years of sending weapons to Ukraine and its war with Russia.
Correspondent Tasha Stevens saying, we want to bring our elections back, President
President Trump is working to exclude illegal aliens from being included in the census headcount. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says if the count was fair and accurate, California would lose 5 congressional seats, adding his state has been unfairly shortchanged. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 93 points higher. NASDAQ futures are down 9 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This special alert is for all Americans who own a vehicle. If you have a warranty that's about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, this message is for you. It's time to stop worrying about future car repairs today. Your vehicle is essential, but unexpected breakdowns can derail your plans and your wallet. It's time to future-proof your ride with CarShield. CarShield offers a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that saves drivers thousands from out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Imagine if your engine quits or your transmission fails. You could pay a fraction of the repair cost. This protection plan is at an all-time low, and to give you even more peace of mind, drivers who activate today also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Don't wait for a breakdown to drain your savings. Future-proof your car with CarShield today and drive with confidence. Call CarShield for your free quick quote. Call 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. What do you have to lose? Call 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. Again, 800-894-9190.
Good morning. It's 8:03 Wednesday. Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Had a report of an accident on the Beltway. The initial report said on the outer loop at Park Heights Avenue. It looks like it's going to be on the outer loop just south of Reisterstown Road, with the traffic coming down the hill right after that and before 795. So I don't have a picture of it yet, but I can see from the cameras that the traffic is not doing very well right through there. I'm going to change the camera here, just go down a little bit further here at 795. So we were already backed up on the Beltway. Not sure if the accident is in this area, but it is backing up at Park Heights Avenue going underneath Reisterstown Road. We'll try to get some more information on that, but there's a big delay already on the northwest side of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off cloudy with a few showers for you on your Wednesday morning. Temperatures in the 70s. As we head toward the afternoon, a little bit cooler. We'll see highs in the upper 80s and a few lower 90s as well. Drying out nicely as we head into Thursday and Friday for the 4th and looking good for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 69 degrees. Middle River has 72. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland Representative April McLean Delaney is slamming the Senate's passage of President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill as it heads back to the House for a final passage. The 6th District Democrat says no child should go to bed hungry and no family should choose between keeping the lights on and life-saving health care. Bolivar police officer is suspended without pay after being charged with the rape and assault of a 16-year-old girl who he was allegedly dating. 34-year-old Curlon Edwards being held without bond on 6 charges after the girl claimed that he choked and raped her on Monday. Edwards faces a bail review today. Church services for one church in Dundalk are being moved to another location because a Tuesday afternoon fire at St. Rita's Roman Catholic Church in Dundalk. The Archdiocese says Sunday's 10 a.m. service will be held at Our Lady of Hope Church on North Boundary Road. And 2 new speed cameras are being activated in Anne Arundel County today in the school zones. One of them, Mountain Road at Chesapeake High School. The other, Baltimore Annapolis Boulevard by Glen Burnie High School. Same drill as usual. They'll operate from 6 a.m. till 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. 15-day warning period before they send out the real tickets. Once the real tickets happen, it's $40 per citation for drivers traveling 12 miles per hour or more over the posted speed limit. Pick 3 lottery number 472, pick 4 3651, and next it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president Donald Trump 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Brandon Young struggled on the hill last night for Baltimore, but kept it close, trailing 3-2 after four innings. But a Rangers rookie broke it open in the fifth.
Now here's Osuna 0-2. And Osuna hits one hard, deep out to right. Gone! First big league home run. A two-run shot for Alejandro.
Dave Raymond had the call on the Rangers Sports Network. Osuna's blast came off reliever Matt Bowman and opened the floodgates to seven runs off the O's bullpen. Texas takes game two of the series. 10-2 was the final. Major first-round straight-set upsets on the women's side of Wimbledon yesterday. Number two-seed Coco Gauff, who was mentally exhausted, upset by unseeded Diana Yastremska and third-seeded Jessica Pegula by Italian Elisabetta Cacciaretto, the world's number 116. The upsets marked the first time in the Open era of tennis, beginning in 1968, that two of the top three seeds lost their opening matches. And it's not only the Mets paying Bobby Bonilla every year on July 1st. The O's pay him, too, $500,000 annually through 2028, which is peanuts compared to what the Birds pay Chris Davis, which we will document at 8:35. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for five generations, they're the Comfort Guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, welcome back to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. And coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at the crackdown is coming on squatters here in, I don't know what's so confusing between a squatter and a tenant, but apparently they are confused in this state, which speaks volumes.
One, you know, it's funny because there's one pretty big difference, it seems to me. You could identify a squatter from somebody who's actually paying rent by, is there a check involved?
Yeah. Well, no, in this state, you can't steal a car, you can't steal money, but you can steal a house.
It's amazing.
Go figure. Yeah, it's amazing. All right, the left is melting down over the one big beautiful bill. But our top story here is that Baltimore City Sheriff is investigating a courthouse employee who allegedly tipped off ICE to an illegal alien who was arrested at the Clarence Mitchell Courthouse downtown on June the 24th. Sheriff Sam Cogan says he believes this is the first time he's seen this at the front doors of his courthouse.
Because this is the first time that we know of that they've come to the courthouse.
That we know of. That we know of. The sheriff's office verified they were ICE agents. They were had a meeting with the pretrial services. The agents were escorted to the fourth floor where they met with a pretrial services employee. And Sheriff Cogan said that's where they took custody of the illegal.
Our understanding is that pretrial services does not ask immigration questions, and so, you know, it's alleged that that's what they did. In their individual capacity, they decided that they were going to call ICE to the court facility.
Now, so an individual from pretrial services, which is one of the state employees upstairs, they had on their own called ICE to the building in order to conduct an enforcement action, and that triggers a full-scale investigation.
We are looking to see if information was shared, right, that shouldn't have been shared, and whether that violated any laws.
They're not worried about violating federal immigration laws. That's okay for the sheriff's office in Baltimore City.
Wow.
And for the, it's okay to have cannibals and rapists and murderers running around the streets with the Trump administration trying to get rid of them. That's okay. But we're going to make sure they have a right to get into court.
That's right.
Wow.
Amazing. What a world.
It really is. Fox 45's Jessica Babb, she did the story, and she questioned the sheriff over his actions.
If that's the case, why is this employee under investigation?
Yeah, sure. So that's a good question. And again, this is why this isn't a political issue, that when you do immigration enforcement in a courthouse in particular, it interferes with the administration of justice.
Really? So how does an illegal alien have any standing in a U.S. court? Unless it's an asylum, it's an immigration court. That's the whole separate thing. That's not what they were there for. Okay? So that's the big question. And Kogan went on to talk about and answer the question regarding the ICE mandates that have been put down by the Trump administration.
Do you feel like your office is complying with ICE mandates?
So, we are operating within the auspice of what the sheriff's office is. No one came and presented a federal warrant. ICE's mission and the sheriff's mission might not be aligned at this point. And my job as the sheriff is to protect the administration of justice and protect the citizens of Baltimore. And that's what I'm going to do.
So would it have been a different situation if ICE had come to you, presented a warrant, and said we needed to detain this person?
It would have been.
At that point, would you have helped facilitate that warrant?
So, we're not going to work against federal agents that are in the course of their duties, but, that, again, though,
no.
That's something that would have disrupted the court facility.
No.
So even if they do have a warrant, they should choose, in my opinion, right, and as the sheriff, they should choose not to execute it at the courthouse.
Yeah, so the message goes out to every illegal alien, get yourself to our courthouse. They won't touch you. See, I would think the shared mission here, Sheriff, with all due respect, I think the shared mission is to keep the people, the public at large, safe from criminals and illegals. That should be not the administration of justice, but keeping bad guys off the streets. Is that not administration of justice?
Well, it could have been that the illegal was doing his best Peter Lorre in Sanctuary.
Yeah.
And thus he just come. Oh, really? How stupid can one be?
Baltimore and Maryland, get ready. You're going to lose a lot of federal funding with this kind of mindset and ideology where you are trying to protect the illegals and putting their safety over the public at large.
No FBI for you. 8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Ninth rank on the Beltway is just south of the bridge at Reisterstown Road. The fire department is there. The state highway truck is there. It's blocking the center and the right lane. So we're getting two lanes by, the left center lane and the left-hand lane. The backup is back towards Park Heights Avenue. If it stays this way for a while, eventually we're going to back up towards Stevenson and maybe back towards Greenspring. So when you get to the bridge right at Reisterstown Road, you need to move over, get into the center and the left-hand lane. These people are running right up on the back of the state highway truck. He has this arrow. You know what that arrow means? Get your ass out of the right lane.
Yeah. Wow.
Stupid.
Maybe they ought to put that message right underneath the arrow.
I think on the flash
things. I think they should.
The flash things up above.
Chuck Whitaker
says. I'll make a few suggestions they can put on there.
Right. Grasshopper Johnson says.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Hop to it.
I got a couple. They could just put the initials up right now. I'm not going to tell you what it is, though. But the first letter's W. But in the meantime, both the tunnels are still backed up. Southbound 895 to Erdman Avenue. 95 is getting a lot of this traffic. I think some of this weekend traffic is starting already on 95 South, and that's been slow after Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We have some lingering rain, drizzle, clouds, and showers in the area, but later on today, that'll move out of here and dry out. Highs in the upper 80s, and then the better weather is coming in. Starting tomorrow and Independence Day weekend, it's going to be cooler, drier, and of course, just really nice. So get out and enjoy, whether you're at the beach, whether you're going to the parade, cookout in the backyard, eating crabs, whatever the case may be, it's going to be a perfect weekend. Right now, of course, it is some light rain, 73 in Arnold, 72 in Parkville. Time to see which Democrat will emerge from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:16. Once again, it's time to find out which lefty has lost it. We usually put them right in the circus. So let's head to the circus if we could. Enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as this leftist on Ticker Tucker expresses clearly and articulately why she is opposed to the Supreme Court decision that recently came down, giving Donald Trump more authority to do what he's always had the constitutional ability to do. Are you ready for this? Absorb this lesson, because this is how to reach the left.
All I gotta say is we're so Constitution. We don't have a Constitution anymore. No, it. I mean, what the the Supreme Court, Trump, all this states of America, 1776, 4th of July, all of it, whatever we even fought for, all of this. MAGA!
I don't know about you, Sean, but I am convinced. I mean, to me, that's compelling. That is Aristotelian logic right there. Aristotle will be so proud of her to be able to cogently make all that work together in just one paragraph. Oh, I am just bowled over by the degree of articulateness that she expresses. As a matter of fact, it was one of the best things I've ever heard. Ma'am, get back in the cloud car. Get out of here, please. Wash your mouth out there. Shut out of the room.
Another black eye for Democrats in Maryland yesterday. Remember this debate over the FBI building?
Yep.
Headquarters.
Yeah.
Back in 23 when the old man with a poor memory was in office, they announced the General Service Administration that Greenbelt in Prince George's County was going to get it. Trump gets in. So that's not going to happen. He says, we're going to build another big FBI building right where it is, which would have been the right place because the FBI and the DOJ have to be near each other. Well, it comes out yesterday that the Trump administration announced to the GSA a change. They're moving the FBI, but it's still not coming to Maryland. They're moving it to the Ronald Reagan building, which is, you know, just about a half mile away from the Hoover building. Of course, that was where the USAID used to operate out of.
We got the office space available.
FBI Director Cash Patel says moving to the Ronald Reagan building is the most cost-effective, resource-efficient way to carry out our mission, protect the American people, and uphold the Constitution. Now, and again, the Maryland Democrats, Chris Van Hollen, others blasting the move, along with Steny Hoyer, Glenn Ivey, Kwesi, Radical Raskin, Sarah Alfred, Johnny Zero, Wes Moore, you name it, they're all blasting this. Seriously? What did you think was going to happen? You've done nothing but trash Trump. You've been nothing but, fight the Doge cuts. You've won't cooperate with federal immigration officials. You're a sanctuary state, de facto. Did you really think once Trump got in, you had any shot at the FBI? Look, and it's clear to me that, and this is not disparaging law enforcement agencies because they're only following what their leaders are telling them to, but you haven't really done a damn thing to help keep the public safe, with the exception of Ivan Bates, maybe, and Eric Barron in Baltimore City and these other jurisdictions, especially when it comes to working with ICE. Yeah. Now, Allegheny County is the latest to say we're going to participate with ICE. That's what, I think the 8th county that is either full or half participation out of what, 23 jurisdictions? So you only have 8 out of 23 that want to participate with federal immigration law enforcement. Okay? And you think you were deserving of the FBI headquarters. Think again.
Well, you have a third of the counties saying, yeah, we like you, and two-thirds saying, no, not a chance.
Right, and it's not even a question of whether they like them or not. It's a question of, you know, again, the federal government has immigration law enforcement. And
yes.
By the way, they don't have a problem working with them with explosives investigations or with drug investigations or and any of these other investigations, be they Medicaid fraud or whatever. We just had that story yesterday. They're okay working with the feds with that. But when it comes to immigration, because these illegal aliens are the future voting base of the Democrat Party, and that's why they won't participate. So bye-bye, FBI headquarters. Democrats are just amazing. It's 8:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
And hey, listen, celebrate your freedom by doing something good for your health. Rescue Natural Supplements. Independence Day sale is going on right now. Save 45% on four or more of their specially formulated supplements with the code FREEDOM. You mix and match single bottles to support a healthy heart, immunity, energy levels, or simply up your nutrition intake. Rescue has you covered with proven natural solutions to feel your best every day. Now, to take advantage of this Star Spangled deal, call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Rescue's Independence Day sale ends Sunday, July 6th, so don't miss out. Remember, shop res-q.com and use the code FREEDOM. Again, code is FREEDOM for 45% off four or more single bottles.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Please identify yourself.
Fourth of July from WCBM, Baltimore, Maryland, USA.
8:23 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic with on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so there's good news and bad news on this wreck on the Beltway. They got the vehicles off the Beltway on the outer loop at Reisterstown Road. They moved them to the shoulder right at the end of the ramp from Reisterstown Road to the outer loop. So as you're coming down that ramp, and you normally can just kind of make a smooth transition onto the Beltway, now you can't. You got to stop and go out one at a time to get onto the Beltway in the right-hand lane. They needed to actually move down maybe another 100 feet or so to get away from the end of that ramp. So right now it's more of a concern where the traffic is merging from Reisterstown Road into the Beltway and into the right lane there at Reisterstown Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Heading into the Independence Day weekend, some clouds and showers linger this morning. Should dry out this afternoon. Upper 80s for the high, and then better weather moving into the area tomorrow through Independence Day weekend. Right now, 72 with some light rain in Severn, and it is 72 also in Middle River. Trump administration, big win. Another win. They just keep coming, folks. Mm-hmm. Are you tired of winning yet? I'm not. Dealt a severe blow to the radical left's trans lobby. University of Pennsylvania bent the knee to Trump by agreeing to resolve the Title IX violations over the transgender swimmer Liam Thomas, who is a male pretending to be a woman. Penalties are particularly harsh for Liam, who stole glory from female swimmers by pretending to be one of them. The school not only agreed to erase Thomas's records from the books, but also awarded victories to the swimmers whose glory he had stolen. Moreover, each impacted swimmer will receive a formal apology letter from the University of Pennsylvania, but that's not all. UPenn must now adopt biology-based definitions for male and female, consistent with Trump's executive orders. And, of course, Mr. Thomas will have to return the medals which he stole. And that is good news. Ronnie Gaines, who led the fight, she was the one that tied for a medal with Liam Thomas, but they gave him the medal. instead of Riley.
It's amazing.
She reacted on Laura Ingraham last night.
I feel vindicated. I feel like pigs are flying. I feel like hell has frozen over. So it is a fantastic day, of course, for sanity, for common sense, but I think more broadly for women.
Yeah,
it is.
President Trump campaigned on that. He ran on that. Now he's delivering on that. Hopefully this is tip of the iceberg. Here's Secretary of Education Linda McMahon.
We hope that that agreement is going to be a template for other universities who acknowledge that there is no room for men and women's sports.
You know, what's Title 19 all about, after all?
Yeah. But see, it's interesting because, remember, we tried to adopt a bill here, the Republicans in Maryland. It failed to keep men out of women's sports.
Yep.
I think it was Delegate Shalega that had introduced that, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, that bill failed, obviously, because you've got Marxists in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. But so I keep getting the question asked now, well, what does Maryland do? What does University of Maryland do? What does UMBC do? What does Towson do? What do all these other Maryland colleges and universities, private or public, what do they do? And the NCAA had adopted earlier this year that men could not compete in women's sports in college athletics. However, they could practice with them. They could then share locker rooms and
it's that, idiocy.
Yeah, so that's the point, the NCAA
missing the point completely.
Exactly. So the question is, we're still trying to get an answer. I've done some research and still trying to. We've reached out. I've not received anything back yet from any of the public or private universities in our area as of yet. We have to give them time to respond. But that begs the question, if you are a female athlete and you're looking to get a scholarship, that's the other thing. They were taking scholarships away from young women who are incredible athletes on their own. And then they get to school and then they find out, oops. I now have to compete against a guy, or maybe I didn't get the scholarship because of a guy. So, again, we'll have to wait and see what happens here in Maryland. But this is, I think, tip of the iceberg. UPenn hopefully leads the charge.
There have always been parents. We had parents in the neighborhood. Then, when our kids were growing up, their kids were very athletic. And they kind of pinned their hopes on being able to afford college based on the child's athleticism. And some of the kids were female. So in essence, what happened during the Biden administration is they were told, basically, your female child now has to compete with somebody who is genetically bigger and stronger than
and
she
faster.
Is. And faster.
Yeah.
She'll have a very limited chance to actually compete for the scholarship you need to have her in college.
Well, not only was it wrong and unfair for people like Riley Gaines and Paula Scanlon, who's been with us before, and others that are speaking out in favor of defending women and getting rid of these. And these guys obviously are basically they're losers in other categories.
Yeah.
They can't compete as men.
Well, Liam was like number 493
But then again, there's the threat of injury. Peyton McNabb was a volleyball player. Remember they spiked her
into her face, man.
Right into her face and caused great physical injury. To this day, she still suffers from that. So not only is it unfair, it is a safety risk to these young women. And it boggles the mind. It had to take a presidential executive order by President Trump to impose some common sense. Because I guarantee you, if Biden or somebody else, if it was Kamala Harris, they'd be expanding on the policy, not getting rid of it.
While it took a Donald Trump to make this happen, it took a Joe Biden to be asleep at the switch and basically tell the parents of every female athlete in this country, screw you.
All right, coming up next, more on the One Big Beautiful Bills. The left goes in full meltdown mode. 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. A Harford County man is now accused of murdering his wife. David Williams of Abingdon, charged with first-degree murder and firearms violation after his wife was found shot to death at a home on Bynum Overlook Drive Monday evening. Williams is being held without bond at the Harford County Detention Center. Bolivar County police have a person in custody following a deadly shooting in the Gwin Oak area. Police say the shooting happened around 6:45 last evening in the 3600 block of Tulsa Road. Victim was pronounced dead at the scene. The police believe the shooting was an isolated incident, and their investigation is ongoing. Maryland Representative April McLean Delaney is slamming the Senate's passage of President Trump's big, beautiful bill as it heads back to the House for final passage. The 6th District Democrat says no child should go to bed hungry and no family should choose between keeping the lights on and life-saving health care. A Baltimore police officer now suspended without pay after being charged with the rape and assault of a 16-year-old girl who is allegedly dating him. 34-year-old Kerlon Edwards is being held without bond on 6 charges after the girl claimed he choked and raped her on Monday. Edwards faces a bail review today. The police department's public integrity division is working with the state's attorney's office in that investigation. And 2 new speed cameras, they're being activated in Anne Arundel County school areas today. Cameras on Mountain Road at Chesapeake High School and on Baltimore Annapolis Boulevard by Glen Burnie High School. They're going to operate from 6 a.m. till 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. After a 15-day warning period, where I simply get sent a note saying, hey, slow it down. Instead, there'll be a $40 citation going to be issued to drivers traveling 12 miles per hour or more over the posted speed limit. Coming up at 8:32 on WCBM, coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick 3, lottery number 472. Pick 4, 3651. And now Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, both the tunnels are still backed up southbound. Not quite as bad as it was early, coming south from Moravia Road and eventually down towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And even 895 has moved down just a bit. But we're still looking at some heavy traffic as you're coming south. So again, be prepared for that. Looking at the toll plaza area, the Fort McHenry Tunnel, all 4 lanes are open. Traffic has been slow from just around now towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And again, there has been some rain showers moving through that area. The wreck now at the end of the ramp from Reisterstown Road getting onto the outer loop. So it's a tight squeeze right at the end of that ramp. Take it easy as you're going through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off cloudy with a few showers for you on your Wednesday morning. Temperatures in the 70s. As we head toward the afternoon, a little bit cooler. We'll see highs in the upper 80s and a few lower 90s as well. Drying out nicely as we head into Thursday and Friday for the 4th and looking good for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's cake batter. It's cookie dough. It's the new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat. Now at participating DQ locations for a limited time. Fly in today for this cosmic collision of flavor. And don't miss Superman, only in theaters July 11th. DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Tomo Sugano takes the hill tonight for Baltimore as the Birds try to take 2 of 3 from the Rangers after being stymied last night by Jacob DeGrom. 10-2 was the final. Manager Mancelino after the game saying the Birds better against the right-hander second time around.
You see him twice in 1 week, you're going to be a little bit better. Thought we hit some balls hard, thought we drew some walks. Weren't able to cash in a couple guys on base. Just kind of is what it is.
Now for Sugano, after a hot start, his last 4 starts for the right-hander have not gone well. An 8.15 earned run average over the last 17 and two-thirds. In his first 12 starts, Sugano had an ERA of 3.04. Here's more now from former Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman, appearing on the podcast with Rob Gronkowski called Dudes on Dudes, remembering more about the Ray Lewis era in Baltimore.
We look at middle linebackers now. Middle linebackers are 225, 230 pounds. Ray Lewis was sideline to sideline 250.
Mm-hmm.
250. Doing war dances before the game, getting the whole city of Baltimore some light. I mean,
doing war dances before the game. Love that. A major injury occurring during last night's WNBA Commissioner's Cup final between the Lynx and the Fever, but the injury didn't involve a player. It involved iconic halftime performer Red Panda. You may have seen her before. She's the one that gets on that unicycle 7 feet above ground and twirls dishes around from hand to hand, from head to toe, etc. Well, she fell off her unicycle early in her routine last night and had to leave the court on a wheelchair. Wow. Holding her wrist. Wrist could be broken. End of an era at Boys Latin High School. Baseball coach Bill Greenwell has stepped down from the post after 15 years with the program. Greenwell, 80 years of age, guided the Lakers to 4 MIAA A-Conference championships, the last one coming in 2021. And finally, a happy belated birthday to a former Colt great, Roger Carr, born July 1st, 1952, making him 73 years of age yesterday. He and Burt Jones connecting for this blast from the past in 1975.
Last week, the Colts were thunder on the ground and lightning in the air.
I love this.
This 90-yard Burt Jones to Roger Carr hookup broke a Colt record for the longest pass play. The old record was 89 yards, held jointly by Carr and Jones, who did it 2 weeks ago.
An 89-yarder and a 90-yarder within 2 weeks. And by the way, the 90-yarder is still the longest pass play in Colts history. Wow. The time now is 8:37. When we return, it's not bad work if you can get it.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
What's wrong with you, Sean?
Ask Bruce. Too many years hanging around him.
Go ahead.
I was talking with your beautiful wife this weekend.
Yes.
We were out to dinner together. And she said that Red Panda thing, that's her life with you. So
she said that.
Why I oughta.
Look at the bright red.
Look at him.
I work here in the cabinet.
I actually have the red panda right now.
You are the red panda.
He is bright red.
Nice work if you can get it.
All right, nice work if you can get it. Here's the stipend, the annual stipend that Chris Davis gets from the Orioles every July 1st. He got $9.16 million yesterday.
What?
Yes, $9.16 million. It's part of that big contract he signed for payment. Okay, next 7 years after that, $3.5 million. And then the last 5 years of the contract, $1.4 million. So this is all the way through 2037. Okay, it's a total still left to pay, $40,660,000 to Chris Davis, who, by the way, coaches high school baseball in Texas.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm glad the cost of living is lower there.
Yeah, that's true. And no state tax. I don't know. Do they? I'm not sure.
You know, a cautionary tale about be careful awarding these incredible
contracts
to guys that really haven't proven themselves in the long run.
One year.
Yeah, that's basically what it got. You just walk away from it, and of course the fans, you know, they would probably hoot and howl. But look at their, you know, and the Orioles are still paying this,
right? $40 million.
Yeah,
here we go.
And I'm wondering what's happening with attendance going down, and everything else, and you still have a current roster and other expenses to pay.
They had 19,000 for that Sunday game against the Rays.
Pretty soon,
Sunday afternoon.
Pretty soon, a beer is going to cost you $50 at Oriole Park in Camden Yards.
Real quickly, because I know that you have 9 o'clock. You have to prepare for.
I'm busy.
I know you are, but hang in for 2 seconds because I recorded something that I just wanted you here for affirmation.
Okay.
People have sent me emails asking what's Sean like, you know, in the business sense. And I can tell you he is a calm, easygoing guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I recorded a staff meeting we had, I think it was, last Thursday.
Wait, are you talking about this Sean?
This Sean, yeah.
Calm, easygoing?
Calm, easygoing.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
And so, folks, I thought you'd like to hear exactly how it goes when Sean approaches the staff and the degree of respect we give him, by the way, as well.
Don't stand there, Corbin! Oh, you've never seen the hand of God before! Now, today we're going to do marching up and down the square. Anyone got anything they'd rather be doing than marching up and down the square?
Gary?
Well, to be quite honest, Sarge, I'd rather be at home with the wife and kids.
Yeah.
Sarge?
Yes?
I've got a book I'd quite like to read.
Well, I'm learning the piano. Right, off you go!
That was the end of the meeting.
Yeah, and that's on a good day.
And somehow I appropriated an English accent somewhere. I can't figure that out.
Marching up and down the square.
Hi, Red Panda. We'll see you tomorrow. 8:41.
Talk radio. 680 WCBM. Senator Chris Murphy, the guy's a tool. Kristen Welker. Had him on, was talking with him about a number of issues. The big, beautiful bill was one. But one of the other issues was how well Trump has done. I said, can you give the guy some credit? Look at how well he's done at bringing down illegal immigration.
Border crossings are at a record low. Do you give the Trump administration some credit for that? And are you, when you look at those figures, do you think things are moving in the right direction, at least in that regard, Senator?
No, I don't give them credit for that because border crossings are low because they're violating the law every day.
He didn't specify how, by the way. He just asserted it because he had no other answer for the question, which was a pretty legitimate question. And Caroline Leavitt pointed out yesterday as well during a press briefing that what Donald Trump has faced since the first Donald Trump term is basically welcome to Injunction City. It's kind of like the Emerald City, but instead of having your wish granted, you get injunction after injunction after injunction.
Nationwide injunctions ordered against the first Trump administration, Trump 1.0, account for more than half of the injunctions issued in this country since 1963. And President Trump had more injunctions in one full month of office in February than Joe Biden had in 3 years. These are not just talking points. These are real judges in the court of law who are trying to block the president's power and the policies that he was elected to enact.
Now, can you imagine the hell they'd be creating right now on the big, beautiful bill if it weren't for the Supreme Court saying, no, that is not your job? Levitt said, hey, let me give you an example or two of what we're talking about. And we'll have that for you coming up in a minute. First, it's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, 95 and 895 south going into the harbor tunnels, 895, the old harbor tunnel, 95, the Fort McHenry tunnel, 15 to 20-minute delays, 895 northbound, got a little bit slow. Looks like they may have had rain again on 895. So coming up through Child Street, through the tunnel, and eventually up to O'Donnell Street, Hollibert Avenue. It's a little bit slower than it should be, but it is moving again. May have been a broken-down vehicle there temporarily on the northbound side. The accident's still there. The outer loop ramp getting onto the beltway from Reisterstown Road. Be careful right at the end of the ramp. That construction on 95 in Harford County still creating problems. They're working northbound 95, exit 76 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Clouds and showers hanging around here the early part of this morning, but should dry out by later this afternoon, and highs in the upper 80s. And then the really nice stuff, weather coming in. About time. We've been talking about storms and rain, and it's going to be dry.
Pretty exciting storms, though.
Cooler, no rain for the weekend, foreseeable. So get out and enjoy your Independence Day activities. And right now, 74, some light rain in Annapolis, and 73 in Ellicott City. Time for some feel-good news, our segment of the day. It's not often that we have to rescind some feel-good news, and I'm reluctant to do that right now based on further. Yesterday we had the story about the father who jumped in to save his daughter who fell overboard on a Disney cruise ship and had to tread water for 20 minutes. It is now being questioned as to how the daughter fell into the water, and several accounts are now saying the father placed his daughter on the edge of the ship to get a photograph. and that's how she fell over. Now, we're still working to confirm that. But if that's the case, he goes from tragic here. He goes from hero to you know, goat.
Yeah.
You know, and then one fell swoop. So not a good idea. So we'll work to confirm that. But the good news is here. Maybe we have not just misnamed killer whales. The orcas that we call killer whales. New study out finds that killer whales are also trying to help feed humans. There are at least 34 documented cases of orcas offering food to humans. Here's Jared Towers, the lead researcher at Bay Cetology, talking about the orca behavior.
Killer whales all around the world are occasionally offering people things that they've just recently killed. It's happened here to me in British Columbia. We have several cases from New Zealand and also in a few other parts of the world as well. And what we think is that because killer whales share their food so often with other killer whales, that this is really a way of practicing learned cultural behavior and also exploring the capacity of people to engage in reciprocity.
Now, first question is, what humans would be swimming with killer whales? I'm assuming it's people like that dude who was studying the killer whales, because who else in their right mind would jump into the water with an orca?
Well, they're not really killers, though. I mean, I don't know how they got that name, but...
Because they're predators of the oceans. They kill other creatures.
Yeah, but not humans.
And well, I'm sure there has been at some point,
yeah.
But not like sharks.
No.
But would you try? Would you jump in an area where there were a bunch of killer whales
To save somebody else's daughter? He'd thrown off the board. Yeah.
Okay. Here, come eat me instead.
Yes, please. Give the kid a chance. I'm old. I'm used up. It's fine.
Mr. Mamdani, the New York City mayoral candidate.
Yep.
He, of course, is. He denies being a communist.
Mm-hmm.
He's a member of the Democrats Socialists of America. He denies being a communist after Trump called him a communist lunatic. He denied that on national television. And I just want to play a clip from what he said back in 2021, which may prove otherwise.
What the purpose is about this entire project, it's not simply to raise class consciousness, but to win socialism. And obviously raising class consciousness is a critical part of that. But making sure that we have candidates that both understand that and are willing to put that forward at every which moment that they have, at every which opportunity that they're given. We have to continue to elect more socialists. And we have to ensure that we are unapologetic about our socialism. There are also other issues that we firmly believe in, whether it's BDS, right, or whether it's the end goal of seizing the means of production.
The end goal of seizing the means of production.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, that's Communist Manifesto stuff right there.
Yeah, it is.
And when they take over all means of production, that is communism.
Yeah, there's no doubt. That's the only doctrine that exists in.
Yes, exactly. So you can deny that you're a communist, but when you're espousing communist ideas, guess what? You are a communist. And Stephen A. Smith says, Democrats, you better think twice before electing this guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me be very, very clear. If the Democratic Party becomes the likes of Zoran Mamdani, who, by the way, I like, I'm not trying to throw any shade on him or anything like that, but
no.
If the Democratic Party becomes him, you have no chance. You have no chance on a national basis in terms of the presidency. In Senate seats in the House, you have no chance. You have no chance. I want to be very, very clear about that. You might have flourishing economy, okay? And you know what it's not about? Free stuff. Somebody got to say it, so I'm going to say it.
And he did.
Yeah.
You know, and it's typical Stephen A. Smith.
Yes.
So there's a bunch of Democrats, more of the moderate old school Democrats, Democrats who have not yet gone insane, that figure, boy, if we elect this guy and this stuff starts to spread, we're done. Stick a fork in the Democrat Party.
If New York City elects this guy, first of all, my feeling of this kind of situation is they probably deserve what they get. But secondly, nobody deserves this. the people who don't vote for him, the seizure of means of production, government-run grocery stores. I mean, there's no... Look, he is a very slick guy, good politician, says some very pleasant-sounding things, but you get to the core of his belief set... It's scary down there.
He on three separate occasions, refused to condemn the global intifada. Right. He wants to seize the means of all production. That's the end goal of his. You know, so you go right down the list and you know, you check them one right off the other. Communist. It's 8:50 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup for Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, Carson Wednesday on the show. The big beautiful bill is back in the house on the cusp of passing, and RFK Jr. is on the cusp of exposing the cause of the autism boom in America. Epic week. Join me noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The accident's still there at the end of the ramp if you're coming on to the Beltway from Reisterstown Road. Right at the end of that ramp, it's a little bit of a tight squeeze. Back up on the Beltway is gone, but use caution there as you're kind of emerging out very quickly right there. There's an accident right at the end of the ramp with room to get by. Rest of the Beltway looks good. JFX is okay. Both the tunnels are still a bit slow southbound. Could be anywhere around 15 to 20 minutes. Still there trying to clear out, but for right now, just give yourself a few extra minutes. And in fact, that was a broken down vehicle northbound on 895. It was before the tunnel on the shoulder area in the painted out area, but that's what they were looking at northbound from Child Street going into the Old Harbor Tunnel on 895 northbound. Construction delays 95 north in Harford County blocking a lane at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Clouds and rain linger on here this morning, and later on this afternoon, it'll move out of here, dry out, and highs in the upper 80s. The better weather moving in tonight through tomorrow, and Independence Day weekend is going to be really pleasant and a very nice summer weekend. Dry, less humid, no rain. Right now, we've got some light rain, 74 in Pasadena and 74 in Middle River. So here is the puzzle. If you steal a human being, what is that called, Bruce?
Slavery.
Or slavery or kidnapping.
Yeah.
And kidnapping is a felony. If you steal a car, what is that called?
Car theft.
Or grand theft auto.
Yeah.
Again, a felony. If you steal money from a bank, that's called?
A bank robbery.
Right. Or grand larceny or grand robbery or, again, a felony. If you steal somebody's home, what is that called?
Squatting.
Yes. Go figure. How the heck did this happen in this state where people are allowed, they're confused between squatters and tenants and the definition thereof? So, Delegate Mike Griffith, I want to give Gary Collins over at Fox 45 spotlight on Maryland. Yeah. He's been on a great series on this. And he interviewed Delegate Mike Griffith of Harford County. And he sees this a lot because he has clients that have problems with squatters.
And I have a number of clients who are investors who deal in this. And I have one client, for example, that has squatters in five of their properties right now.
Five. And this is, I'm telling you, it's all over the state. And the reason why it's exploding now is because people are going on social media saying that they're finding these vacant homes and they're listing them as you can lease this home. They don't have any right to lease it. They have no paperwork. Yet they're sending money to these people. And these people are going, how they're getting in, I don't know. That used to be called breaking and entering.
It's probably the largest driver of this issue when you're talking about individuals who are able to ascertain online very quickly properties that are available, or as they would call squattable properties, and they're promising for fee that they can set somebody up in this property illegally to stay there for 6 to 9 months, skirting and manipulating the law, and being able to grow a social media following by facilitating the stealing of other people's property.
The stealing of other people's property is permitted in the state of Maryland. Prince George's County Sheriff John Carr says he can't believe it.
And when we look at the squatters, they're trying to make money. They're also looking at ways in which they can benefit not only just themselves, but just a criminal enterprise. So I really believe that this is something that every lawmaker should be looking at.
Well, the people who are in these homes, frequently, if they're paying rent to somebody else,
yeah,
then they're also being duped.
They're being ripped off. They're being duped. And they actually think they're tenants. And there it comes.
Yes.
The problem is in the legal wording of squatters versus tenants, according to Delegate Griffith.
No, they shouldn't be. But there is some question in the law. I do believe the law is not clear on what a tenant is as it relates to squatters. So I do believe in the upcoming session, I'm going to introduce legislation, others will as well, that's going to try to shore up the language to make sure we're drawing a bright line between somebody who's a tenant with a lawful right to a property and somebody who's moving into a property illegally.
Seems to me the people who end up just absolutely SOL on this thing are the people who think they're renting a property. They spend their money to rent the property without understanding the person who rented it to them has no authority to do so.
There's also, again, there's a movement on the left. There's not enough housing.
Oh, yeah, well, just take your house.
Yeah. So the left now is sort of like, well, that's the reason why they're fighting against this. You can't kick these people out. You can't evict them. They don't have any place to go because there's not enough housing. So, but again, if there's a contract, a rent agreement, a lease agreement, or a mortgage, there's paperwork between a landlord and a tenant. There's paperwork when you buy your home. Where's the paperwork enabling any of this, these squatters to take place? And Griffith says this is a multi-million dollar problem.
You steal somebody's car, you steal somebody's money, that's their property, right? Just because the house can't move and it's physically in place, it is still somebody's property that you're stealing. So the same type of laws that apply to stealing, you know, more transient property, for example, should be applied here as well. So 100% it is a multi-million dollar issue here in the state that we need to address.
Now, I've known somebody that this has happened to. It is a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
It takes months to resolve. So you're away for an extended period of time. This individual was working for the government overseas, was stationed overseas for 6 months in a federal job, comes back home, and there's somebody living in their house. And they couldn't get rid of them. Called up police. They couldn't do anything. Called all sorts of agencies. They couldn't do anything. So we need to change the laws here in the state of Maryland. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. here on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.